Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, this is Salamander Jones, and you're listening to Hell in the Cell Talk Radio.
Hell in the Cell Radio!
Over the weekend, of course, there was UFC 156. It was headlined by Jose Aldo taking on Frankie Edgar. Some people said that the decision was a little bit controversial. How do you feel about it?
Those people are wrong. That was not a controversial decision.
This is the Greek god, Demetrius Papadon, the greatest unsigned talent today, and you're listening to Hell in a Cell Radio.
Oh, well, it was years and years. My body is covered in 20% scars from all the beatings, the whackings with bamboo and sticks. And I had to break tree stumps with my three count. I had to navigate the forest of foreign objects blindfolded. And finally, I had to snatch the foreign object from the high priest's hand.
This is the Bulldozer, Matt Tremont, and you're listening to Hell in a Cell Talk Radio.
Well, one question I wanted to get into, though, is you've been very outspoken before in previous interviews about Nick Gage. And
yes.
When the campaign was initially starting, it was around the time that he was actually sent to jail.
Yes.
I mean, did that really give you the fire that you needed to get the campaign in full gear, you think?
100%. Absolutely. That was the most attention that the company was given, and how sad is that? Think about it. Like, let it rattle around in your head for a second, okay? We've been around, we're coming, it's been around 12 years at that time, maybe 11 years at that time, 12 years at that time. And one of our employees goes and does that, and that's what's getting us national press.
Yeah.
We were featured in the movie The Wrestler, but people were talking about how this guy went to a bank, threatened an employee's life, and it was because of a drug addiction, that could have been stopped, or at least could have stopped being enabled by people in our very own organization. And not only that, you got people in the company who are okay with it. That just doesn't make any sense. Any other company in the world where your employee goes and robs a bank, but not only that, threatens an employee, clearly guilty, and you didn't do anything to stop it, you cut the guy off. No offense to him. Amazing performer. Could get a crowd riled up like nobody else. Just
criminal
was not
him.
Right. And he was just not right. He's not right for us.
Hello and welcome to yet another edition. Dan, it is the 50th edition of Hell in a Cell Talk Radio.
50. We made it. We made it quicker than other shows do.
We certainly did. Dan, don't bring them up. It's not time to bring them
waka
up.
Waka waka.
What it is time to bring up is I am your host, Double D, the Dean of Credibility, and you can find me at Folsom County on the Twitter. With me, as always, is Dan, the man, the above average comedian.
No.
Dan Calachico.
Hey! You can follow me at Twitter at Dan83.
All right, Dan. It's action packed. Now, listening to the Nick Gage incident from, that was, of course, Drew Gulak last week.
Awesome.
Now listening to, listen to it if you have some spare time. Doing quite well in the ratings, by the way.
Even if you don't have spare time, listen to my show anyway.
Oh, it's your show now.
Well, our show.
Take it away.
You know what I mean.
Take it away, Dan. You're in the captain's chair.
I did some booking tonight, which you didn't approve of, but you know.
I certainly don't. Now, speaking of that, I wasn't aware, Dan. Did he actually have a weapon?
No, I think he used like a dog food can or something.
a dog food can. Now, why would you say Alpo would be his weapon?
Because I know somebody who did that.
Now, are you being serious here? Who?
I'm being deadly serious.
Who would you know that held up some an establishment?
That would be my I'm going to hell for this. Would be my awesome role model of an uncle.
Okay, so your uncle went around. Did he ever hold up a bank?
It wasn't a bank, and I won't go into too much details because if my dad ever hears this, I'm a dead man, and you're going to be editing an episode. But basically, he went along stringing up gas stations.
Okay.
And
now, how many did he get away with?
I think three or four.
This lucrative gas station.
I'm sure this was making him tons of money. on the fourth or fifth time, they happened to go to a gas station which was run by two former convicts.
Oh.
And so...
You never know who you're going to run into out there.
Oh. So they asked him to show him the gun. He's like, I'm not going to show him a gun. Well, the convict kicked his hand, and obviously the gun didn't appear, so they got the shit kicked out of him.
The jig was up at that point.
The jig was up. And the next morning, they were busted. Like, they got around the corner. Please put the Alpo down. We have you surrounded. Please put the kibble down.
Now, Dan, we will be joined later on by our MMA wrestling analyst, Omega Squad.
Woohoo!
You can find him at Omega Squad on Twitter. Of course, you can read the blog at HIACTalkRadio.com. Follow us on Twitter, HIACTalkRadio. Like the Facebook, and that is Facebook.com/HIACTalkRadio. Subscribe on iTunes. Listen to us on Stitcher. Just search for HIAC Talk Radio. And, of course, we are proudly part of the BradyHicks.com, even though that hasn't been updated in about a month now.
Friday.
What?
They're back Friday.
When? Black Friday?
No, they are back on Friday.
Well, no, they're just on Harry's show. They're not back.
Oh, they're just doing it on Harry's show.
Yeah, it's a super show.
Oh, yeah. I've been asked to be part of that. Well, certain people have been asked to be part of that show. Let me just say that.
Oh, great. What character are you taking to?
I'm a character, and that's all you need to know.
Oh, geez.
It's somebody you like a lot.
Someone I have blocked from existence.
Yes. Yes.
I will not be tuning in for that.
A kinder, gentler, friendlier version of that, and one that's more coherent.
But, Dan, of course, it is our 50th episode, so that is a reason to celebrate.
Yeah.
On Point Wrestling congratulated us. Matt Tremont congratulated us as well.
Yeah,
Damian Dragon, a few others. And, of course, our number one fan, Bill Olson.
Bill Olson. Isn't he our number one fan?
He is.
The number one fan is popping on because he said his dream was to get on our show, and he did that.
He did do that.
I think, other than Bill, it's popping on.
Now, Dan, of course, tonight is a French interruption edition of the show.
Never gets old.
It never does. This is the sixth installment. This is the seventh time that we have been graced by his presence. I love the segment. What can you say about, as we go through the career of Monsieur Oulala?
I mean, he's been doing this for so long, and he's got so many stories. I mean, the guys that he's seen come through the companies he's been working for, is the number is staggering, and the level which they're on is staggering. I mean, the man, it's one of those guys that should really write a book.
I would agree with that.
An interview on our show. There you go. There's the audio.
Over and over. When this is all completed, it will be a Blu-ray audio.
All right.
Yes, sure. I don't know. I don't even know what I'm talking about. But
do we even do physical media anymore?
Do we do what?
Whoops. Physical media anymore?
Do we? I don't know.
I think we should just do like a...
It's all virtual now, Dan.
You know what really aggravates me? The people that do the USB stick. Here's a USB stick for $50 with audio on it. Really? $50 to hear that?
Well, why not?
Why not? Suck me dry. Everybody else is.
You know, 4 gigs of Hell in a Cell Talk Radio for you. $50. Have a nice day.
Just Oh, no, we should be charging. We're poor. That's different.
Exactly.
Peter Gabriel selling USB sticks of his concerts for $50.
That's not cool, but Dan, here's the bumper call-in.
To get in the cell, call in at 718-664-9133. Again, that is 718-664-9133.
That's why I bought the CD version.
Well, there you go. And Dan, we're going to bring on...
Yeah!
After this, because I know it's your favorite thing of this whole series.
It is.
This is going to be a big interruption, and it's going to be French.
Oh, the French interruption. Now we're talking, huh? Ooh la la! Woo!
I'm the champ! Woo!
All right. It's that time again. It's a French interruption.
Monsieur, you know my day's coming up tomorrow, huh?
Oh, it is St. Valentine's Day. What do you have planned for Mrs. Ulala?
It's a lot like Vegas. We don't discuss it, okay?
Wow, okay.
All right.
Are you going to give her a French interruption?
I speak nothing of the sort, huh?
Now, Ulala, the first question I wanted to ask you is what exactly... I still don't know what a French interruption is, so can you enlighten me?
You shut your mouth, you swine. You've been on this segment for how long and you don't know what an interruption is?
I still don't.
Are you for real?
I still don't. Just enlighten
me. Is the rogue gang getting to you?
Ulala, you're one to talk? Come on now.
Oh, you shut your mouth. I've never looked so beautiful.
Oh, la la. So, I don't know where to pick up from where we last... do you have anything for us? Any news? Anything going on?
I was actually going to... Well, the news. Are you kidding? Did you hear about Aiden Chambers?
I did hear about Aiden Chambers. How do you feel about that? Of course, he's going to retire at the end of the summer.
I told you I'd outlast everybody. But let me tell you, I am shocked. I watched the man the wrestle him and Coco Puff, and they're the tag team champions. And I tell you, they're something else. But I was also, did you see the video of the slow motion leg drop? Ha ha! It was a thing of beauty.
Okay.
Did you not see it on the ECWA Facebook page?
I did.
The march to the Super 8. Oh, it's a must-see video.
I'm gonna have to look that up. I did not see it.
Are you asleep at the wheel still?
I am asleep at the wheel.
Yes, you are.
I'm sorry. So Aiden Chambers. I mean, you outlasted him. I mean, but he was really a big part of ECWA, especially toward the end of the Kettner era. And now,
yes, he was.
And now,
yes,
of course,
he was. And a remarkable talent he is.
Now, you saw him break in and everything, right? I mean, you saw pretty much him grow up.
Yes, I have, and it's been a privilege to see that. I mean, I think he wasn't around when Monsieur Kettner and took Monsieur Ulala, Monsieur Boogie Woogie Brown, and I forget there was, I believe, two other people. We went down to Ivan Koloff School in the Carolinas, and I don't know what Cactus was drinking, but he let me drive, and he was shocked when we passed the White House. I don't know. I don't know what happened, but we got there.
I can't stand you.
I think from Monsieur Kettner was something along of darn it, I think. Maybe perhaps a bit stronger.
With
Monsieur Boogie right out of his sleep. Then I saw him laughing. He thought it was pretty funny.
I'm sorry.
And we pulled over shortly thereafter to let someone else drive.
Was Japanese pool boy along for this trip or no?
No, that was before the pool boy.
Okay. Dan, go ahead.
I'm afraid to ask this question because we're having such a good time. Is there anybody you saw come through the companies you worked through that you wish you pulled aside and gotten advice to them before them moving on to their career, which their career didn't turn out so well?
I try to meet with everybody. I mean, I my only regret, though, is I was supposed, the day I got hurt, the next day I was supposed to wrestle against Ace Darling. That's just one of the, and I had to call out sick, yeah. Yeah, but I mean, you think of the greats that come through the locker room. I mean, you had, I've wrestled, speaking of the Kettner and PCW, I saw that, I saw some pictures that'll be going up later this week or early next of when I rushed the Boogie Woogie Man Valiant.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, he was pretty tough, and he still had some pep in his step. And then, I mean, of course, you know about the later that year in the mid-90s, I wrestled Hardcore Holly. I think I did discuss that with you, where I think I thought he broke my nose. The drop kick came out of nowhere. He put me in park, I assure you. But there was a time when I had learned earlier in my career when I first started with the ECWA that Monsieur Boogie Woogie Brown had a roommate in college, and he came to one of our shows as the Ellesmere Boys and Girls Club, and that that roommate of his was Randy White from the Cowboys. That was pretty cool.
Oh, wow.
Yes. He was quite the talent, Boogie Woogie Brown. Apparently a very good athlete on the gridiron was the football, but he had some knee injuries that caused him not to move forward in that profession.
I mean, that's a name you saw everywhere on the cars, is Boogie Woogie Brown. I mean, everywhere.
Oh, I can still remember me being peeled up off the canvas from having taken a splash from him.
Sorry.
There might still be some canvas in my back today. I don't know.
Now, speaking of all the workers coming through, and this is a question I'd like to ask a few people, and one of them, you, because you've been in the business so long. You see all these, there's companies that have been around for a while, and you see all these other independent companies, I'm going to ask this delicately, running the same days as other companies. There's only a certain amount of fans, I believe, in indie wrestling as compared to watching the big guys. Do you think this is only good, or do you think at a certain point it's oversaturation?
I think that time would decide the winners and the losers, and when you put on the quality production since 1967, I believe that we are clearly the winners. I mean, it is the ECWA. Russ Charlie Haas has gone on from the ECWA. Fred Sampson, Matt Stryker, Low Key has gone on, who I still have a pain in my chest from when he stomped me. That picture will go up soon, too.
Mm.
You look at the Ace Darling and Devin Storm. They went on to be part of the WCW.
Yeah.
I mean, again, two tremendous talents. And even Daniel Bryant has come through. Gentlemen like, who was it? Dr. Death Steve Williams was sitting in our locker room at one time. Kurt Angle, before he was part of some developmental that had come through our town, had done some work with us. We have the Kevin Kelly. I mean, who could forget the Master? Oh, boy, that was a rough time. And I'll tell you what, I am to this day privileged to have witnessed Charlie and Russ Haas work together. And that thing, that back-breaking move, the Haas of Pain.
You know, getting back to Kevin Kelly, what do you think of his career since he's been in ECWA? Because, of course, now he's with Ring of Honor and everything. I mean, do you think he got really the foundation from ECWA?
He got – every person who has come through has picked up something from the ECWA. And I believe everything that I have picked up and missed as a talent has come through has picked up something good from the ECWA. I mean, we still put on the quality show. I mean, where else, like I said, I mean, I sent Magnum away for a year to gather his thoughts. I mean, I'm sure he's done it. It's probably one, but he's got his gathered now. But then, you know, I had the matches on the second, and I can rest assured that Mike Tattaglia has been putting probably a flow chart that probably goes nowhere, because that's pretty much what happens with him. But he's trying to find a way to undermine me again. He's already set up a match with me and Zecole Calloway against what looks like his name is Iggy and Cujo, who are looked to be every bit as tough as the Moondogs were back in the day. I mean, we've got, I don't know, I you know, when I wrestle those two in a tag match, I'm thinking I better start watching Dog Whisperer. I better get on my game.
Now, I do have another question. Papadon, how do you feel? I mean, is he as close as pretty much everyone feels? I mean, how do you feel about a guy like Papadon? He goes around, he says he's the greatest unsigned talent. Is he really as good as we all think?
Oh, the man is good. The man put a knot on the back of my head that I have not forgotten, and there will be a time that that gets addressed. I don't know when, but I do owe him one. The night I won my coveted Lifetime Achievement Award, that's when he decided to grant me, or the boss tried to double-cross me and grant me my title match, and that's when the Papadon. But let me tell you, I was watching the last highlight reel with him.
Well, that was 17 seconds. He cleaned your clock in about 17 seconds, Olala.
Yeah, he cleaned my clock in 17 seconds. That's more time than you've had in the ring, you little swine. You shut your mouth. I'll give you 17 seconds of a haircut and have time to spare.
My goodness.
Yeah, you shut your mouth. Oh, never mind the 17 seconds. Look at the men that have not fared either. I do not stand alone. All right, sure, it was pretty brief, because there's other gentlemen that have been, who have not passed the test of time with him either, and they have ended up on the losing end of things.
Hey, Ms. Urulala, speaking of lasted long, do you think Ricky the Model and Kerry are doing it?
Are you for real? Oh my God! I said, I watch the Animal Channel sometimes, but I don't know. Ricky, oh dear God! You ought to go wash your mouth after with soap.
All right, I'll be right back. I'm sorry.
I just had an image. I'm washing my eye out with water. Oh, it's the Popo. Hold on.
Okay. Take care of Mr. Popo.
No, it's good. It's the neighbor's.
Oh, it's okay.
Oh, that's good to know.
It's the neighbor's dog. I don't know what the hell just happened. Oh la la. So we were talking about Papadon. Is there anybody else in ECWA right now that you have I was going to say you have your eye on? That's not funny. But...
Oh, that's extremely funny.
I'm sorry. We're going to hell.
I'm burning. I'm not even getting to the 10th layer of hell. I'm burning.
But go, is there anybody else that you...
By the way, Kerry, that was a joke.
Yes.
You better spell it out for her. She's a little slow. But listen. Yeah, so don't think I haven't forgot about Ricky the Wreck and that little... It's not even... I don't know what it is. But Kerry, yes, I haven't forgotten about her either. You know, the queen of cheap shots. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she gave you a low blow.
Yeah, she did. But if you look through the roster, I mean, this is... I mean, look at that tool. I thought I could take him on in an arm wrestling match I believe it was about a year ago. I was having a bad day, and I wasn't feeling quite up to it. And, you know, but he come back, and he looks like he's pretty mad. And then even Damian Dragon, I mean... That tag team, they may have split up, but those gentlemen, they are something to be careful of. I mean, Arden Chambers, I mean, he could have certainly given Papadon a good run for his money. And dare I say, he could have beat him. I mean, but I could challenge the roster from past to present. And then, I mean, it has been top notch.
I agree with that, Olala. I certainly do. Now, March 2nd, do you have anything on your plate yet, or are you
You know, the boss, he won't tell me. I think he wants to try to catch me off guard, okay? And, you know, he's already found a tag team to try to take me apart, and I was lucky enough to get Cole Calloway to be my tag team partner, and that just happened on the 16th, but in Wilmington, on the 2nd, I don't know what he's going to do. I know he's going to have his little high chair, his little potty seat. He's going to have this little stupid, boring, the boss's chair. You know, generally, that's a good boost for the concession stand, I'm sure. But, you know, I don't know what he's got in mind. I know he's still pretty mad about me sending Magnum away.
Okay, so you don't have anything, but the 16th, you and Cole Calloway, who are you taking on? I'm sorry.
The gentleman's name is, you have Cujo.
Oh.
Another gentleman named Izzy. He looks like a mutt, too, yeah.
The Big Dogs.
The Big Dogs, yes.
They're legendary on the East Coast independent scene.
Well, that's what they said. There hasn't been a team like that as tough as that since the Moondogs.
Yeah, I'd watch yourself a lot. Get your rabies shot beforehand.
Well, you know, I got myself a leash and a shot collar too. I'm ready.
You need it with them. So
yeah.
March 2nd, we don't have anything.
I'll be there. I'll be there, and I'll be whatever the boss throws my way. I'll be able to handle.
Okay, well, I hope something happens on the 2nd. I'll be there on the 2nd to shake your hand yet again, Olala.
But of course.
And the 16th in Carney's Point, the YMCA, you're going to be taking on with Cole Calloway. Now,
yes.
Oh, I was just going to ask, how do you feel going up against, teaming with a former... Are you making tea?
Somebody's strangling a monkey.
Have you been drinking again?
No, but
what's wrong with the sound in your studio?
Oh my goodness! Anyway,
sounded like somebody was strangling a macaque. A macaque monkey.
Hey, what you doing your time is no concern of mine, Monsieur. Now you just shut your mouth and you listen. Now I have faced off against Monsieur Cole Calloway. I have lost in a TLC match to him. And don't make no mistake about it. Those teddy bears are to be watched. Okay? And licorice? Yes, it's all fun and games until it leaves a mark.
I know. I saw it. The Skittles, the horror. Ooh la la.
It was horror. You know, I used to go to the candy store and feel pretty good about myself. I come out a wreck now.
Dan, do you have anything else?
I have nothing. I have another series. No, I'm fine. No.
No, go ahead. Serious question, Dan. I on the spot.
All right. Well, I just... Okay. Do you have any regrets about not ever getting out of the Northeast Coast?
No, this is part of my... This is my journey. I have been. I was blessed enough to fly out to Nebraska to do two shows with a Vincent Good Riddance or Good Night.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And let me tell you, that was an experience in itself. There was a gentleman named Lloyd, one of the Samoans that was there on the show, too. And I tell you, again, I was in very good company. In fact, that was right before, I believe it was August of the year 2000 that we were flown out to Nebraska. And now I know why they took our way, because this plane looked like it was held together by duct tape. But it was a wonderful experience to be out there. Pardon me?
People live out in Nebraska?
Yeah, and they're much smarter than you. So.
Oh, thank you, Lala.
Yeah, you shut your mouth. You people live in Nebraska. But I'll tell you what, I never noticed planes flying next to the car like they do up in Nebraska. I don't know. That was a heck of a sight.
Okay.
But, Vincent Goodnight, who again was another gentleman from the ECWA who had done a little bit of work with the WWF at the time. He had done a little bit of work with them and had done some matches on the programming. So there's been a lot of good talent over the years.
Oh la la. I don't even know where to begin with you anymore. Where can people follow you? Oh la la.
Well, if you saw my shout out on Twitter, it's Monsieur Ooh La La at Twitter.
Or is it Mr. Ooh La La? I don't think
it is Mr. Ooh La La. That is correct. I was testing you. I'm glad you're paying attention. Dan, you're awfully silent. You're not paying attention, are you, Monsieur?
No, I was going to say it's Mr. Ooh La La on Twitter and it's Monsieur Ooh La La on Facebook.
That is correct.
I pay attention.
And he puts up updates all the time, pictures.
Like I say, he's putting pictures of old cards, video. It's great stuff on that page.
Oh, but I'll tell you, you got to see. I shared the video for the Road to the Super 8. You want to see how tough Papa Don is, you go look at that video. You want to see how tough the leg drop looks in slow motion, you go look at that video. It's a pretty good production that they put together, and it really says something. Monsieur Shields, he come back, and he looked like he was pretty angry.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, the back cars, they paid off. You know, they did. Josh Daniels took the title from Chris Wilde.
How do you feel about that? There was a little bit of controversy around that match.
Well, you know, for 20 years, it was win if you can, lose if you must, but never cheat. But don't get caught cheating either, okay? I mean...
It's legal.
What are
you
going to do? You're right. It is only cheating if you get caught. And the commissioner, I don't know where the commissioner is in all this, but, you know, with the boss running the show, he'll probably let us stand because he's still trying to run me out of the ECWA. He thinks I'm the last one hanging on. I'm hanging on like his hair plugs. That's all.
Now, you bring up a very valid point. There hasn't been a commissioner since DJ Hyde had that spot. So... Who's going to be the next commissioner? I think that's a very important thing.
I don't know, but I understand Monsieur Gordon's not available right now, but I'm sure that they'll put out something, they'll get something together by mid-year, because, I mean, the boss running roughshod, I mean, you see what he does. I got thrown out before the match. They tried to set the deck against me. They did that to Chris Wilde. And now you see they're trying to take out Monsieur Papadon.
Yeah.
Who I still don't know. I keep my distance from him because I still, like I said, I'm not sure about him. He may seem pretty happy with the fans and they may be happy with him, but I remember the double cross I got.
That's true. 17 seconds says the truth in that matter. Now, ooh la la, it's always a pleasure. We'll do this again sometime in March.
All right, you'll set the time up, and I'll be there.
All right. Ooh la la, any last words?
No, just remember, ooh la la, I am the best.
This is going to be a big interruption, and it's going to be French.
Oh, the French interruption, now we're talking, huh? Ooh la la! Woo!
I'm the champ! Woo!
Well, Dan, we had a French interruption, and you had your question answered.
Yeah. One of the best answers to a question I have ever heard in my life.
Yes. We are now also joined by Omega Squad, Chris Green.
Gentlemen, how goes it tonight?
And, you know, Chris, before we get into UFC and all that chatter, this is for Dan as well. It was announced this week, no more amateur wrestling in the Olympics, starting in 2020.
Yes, it was. That's not a good thing.
No, it's not a good thing.
No, that's really not a good thing.
That's a bad thing.
Wrestling, when you think, let's just talk about Olympics here. Wrestling is one of the original sports.
That's the first thing I think about when you think of Olympics. I think of the old Greco-Roman wrestling, whatever I'm trying to say.
Yeah, you think of all the things, you know, all those old, like the ancient Olympics with the wrestling and the pancrase and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's you know, I don't know what the Olympics is thinking other than this is a pure corporate
I said the same
money
thing.
Grab thing.
I know exactly what you're going to say. You could say, but I said the same thing to my girlfriend.
Go ahead and say it. The anticipation.
You first.
Well, I was just going to say it's a corporate money grab.
Oh, I think they're making room for MMA.
No.
You don't think so?
that would be no. years away before they do that.
Well, that is years away.
No,
well, no, years, like 2040 something.
We've had this conversation.
I think it might be sooner than later, but I you guys would know better than me. I'm not disagreeing.
We've had this conversation before. I don't think MMA is an Olympic sport. I don't think it'll ever really the way you fight MMA doesn't really lend itself to the way to the Olympics is structured.
The first thing I thought of was, okay, wrestling is a form of fighting. They're going to replace it with another form of fighting. You know, hey, you know what? We should. You know what game they should never get rid of in the Olympics? Trampolines. Let's keep that.
Rhythmic gymnastics.
No, let's keep that. Synchronized swimming. Let's keep that. I don't ever get bored of people wearing ugly
dressage.
Suits.
Dressage. We need more horses.
Badminton.
Badminton. Ping pong.
Yeah, great. That's awesome. Can you imagine ping pong wrestling?
Isn't baseball out too?
Isn't
that why they created the World Baseball Classic? Because the Olympic Committee said bye.
Yeah, it is.
They ever get rid of field hockey, I'll be very upset. Because it's the only form of hockey I watch in the summer because I don't care about the rest.
Yeah.
Well, plus, they wear nice skirts.
Field hockey was on the list to be eliminated.
Don't you tell me that.
I just told you that. I'm sorry.
Oh, wait, it's on the list, but wrestling lost?
Wrestling lost. Yeah.
How does that lose?
I don't know. I really don't know. Taekwondo is also on there.
That's ridiculous.
On the list to be eliminated.
Yes, I said ridiculous.
So, but you know, you gotta wonder with them taking wrestling out of the Olympics, what does that mean for both MMA and pro wrestling?
Well, it's gonna be a dip in number. You know, that's less of a what's the word I'm looking for? Exposure.
Well, you know,
even less exposure. Already, you know, wrestling's get this weird name. It's not real, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're not going to get a whole lot of. To your point, you're not going to have a whole lot of exposure for amateur wrestling, because I don't know, is collegiate wrestling ever on sports channels at all?
Yeah, it's on one of the Fox channels.
Well, not only that, but Comcast, the Comcast network will. Air, you know, local wrestling tournaments every now and then. Anyway,
yeah, but like collegiate stuff.
But you got to wonder, okay. You know, I'm a call me a 12-year-old right now. What do I aspire to be? If I'm choosing whether to go into.
Well, I know where you're going with this. Can you imagine how many people have already been training for the 2020 Olympics? Let alone. You know, the future?
Yeah. No, I mean, you got kids like it's about, I'm not saying about 12 years old now, that would be probably competing in that 2020 Olympics that now potentially don't have an outlet.
And unlike baseball, unfortunately, I don't think you can break off and have a tournament that has that kind of exposure.
No, I don't think you. I mean, there's still the NCAAs. So I guess there's going to be at least a certain percentage of those kids that are going to stay with wrestling because there's a chance they can get a scholarship to college.
And there's still the Pan Am Games and whatnot, right?
Yeah, there's still those type of things. So I mean, there are worlds, you know, there are world championships still,
yeah.
But the Olympics, but you know,
stupid.
But it's the Olympics. You want to be an Olympic champion. I mean, world champion's nice, but you want to be an Olympic champion.
Has Kurt Angle been quoted yet?
Yeah, he blah, blah. He probably got hacked.
Hey, blah, blah. What's going on? I need to have another drink and drive home. Excuse me.
So, but my question is, do you think, I have an opinion on this, but do you guys think that this will have any effect on professional wrestling in terms of the talent coming up?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
I wouldn't necessarily think so.
Not like a huge, huge, like, wow, we're only going to have 10 people on the roster, but I'm sure there's a couple people. There's going to be more than a couple, but there's going to be a handful here and there where, like, you know, I'm going to be an amateur wrestler, and then, you know, I'm going to do what Brock Lesnar and Kurt Angle did. I'm going to be a professional wrestler, and they won't have that now because nobody will pay attention.
Well, besides the two you mentioned, and perhaps...
That's just, you know, off the top of my head.
Well, perhaps Jack Swagger, the Steiners, and a few others. Rotundo and, you know, besides those people, I mean, who's really come up that way? I don't think necessarily people train in amateur.
Ashley Blanchard.
Well, I don't think people necessarily train in amateur to go into a professional career. I think they kind of fall into it.
Actually, we should ask Tully Blanchard.
Afterwards, you know what I mean? When the amateur career kind of dies down after they competed at whatever level, you know, a world-class level or whatever, they have pro wrestling or they have MMA at this point.
Yeah.
So what are they going to do? I don't think it makes much of a difference. Pro wrestling is always going to have its people that want to put on the boots, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's the good thing about, I guess, professional wrestling is that you really, as long as you're an athlete, I think you can be taught that, you know, you can be taught to be a professional wrestler.
Sometimes, even if you're not an athlete.
Yes. this is also very true.
No comment.
So you can cover off on that. Where I think this might have an impact is not in the short term, but in MMA, I think it could be a short term. You will lose the guys who came up in the amateur ranks, I think, because...
I agree.
Because you lose the guys like Dan Henderson. There, I got him in.
Thank you.
Who these Olympic-caliber wrestlers that then transfer over to MMA. Because if there's going to be less people because the Olympics is no longer an option, they're just gonna, if they want to go into MMA, they're going to train MMA.
Yeah.
Because then they're going to train MMA from they're going to choose between amateur wrestling and MMA... And
so
say, I can do MMA from the start, learn all the well-rounded skills, and not have to pick it up later.
Okay, so what you're saying is you're not necessarily going to see wrestlers as a base anymore.
You'll certainly have less of that. I think there's probably going to be less wrestlers as a base, and I think there's going to be less people of that Olympic caliber wrestling base. You know.
Well, true, because you can only go so far now. You can
go
to the national level in college, and then what? Pan Am Games.
But the difference is now these kids have a choice. They can actually go and train MMA now, as opposed to guys like Henderson who had to kind of learn it on the fly.
Yeah.
After their wrestling career.
Well, that will just make more. Do you think that will make more well-rounded MMA athletes though?
Potentially, but it makes less specialists.
Well, true, but we're getting more and more of that anyway. As the older generation moves on, as the Coutures move on, as the Hendersons move on, as that generation moves on, you're getting less of that anyway.
Yes, I agree. I mean, this is not changing the trend. It's not a new trend. It's just making the trend a bit faster.
I got you. Hold your thought, because it's time for this, Omega. Your favorite thing.
I have a theme song.
I don't have one either, Dan.
I don't really think that's my theme song.
No, that's just...
I don't want that theme song.
I love that song. Anyway.
Gets me so mad!
I want to punch somebody right in the mouth.
Punch somebody in the mouth!
Preferably Tank Toland. Anyway.
Bigger than... Well...
Yeah, I don't know. Ooh, that Tank Toland makes me
so angry!
Anyway. We have USC on Fuel TV 7, Aro taking on McDonald for a championship. Tell me all about it.
For the interim bantamweight championship, the bantamweight championship is on hold because Dominic Cruz is injured
again.
So Hendon Burrell is the current UFC interim bantamweight champion. He became that by defeating Uriah Faber. And he defends his title this week against Michael McDonald, who is a very young up-and-comer in the bantamweight ranks.
You know what? Not only that. This is the first time in recent history that an interim champion is actually defending the title. Think about that.
Yes. I cannot remember the last time an interim title was
probably Frank Mir. Frank Mir and Big Nug. UFC 92.
Did Carwin defend his once? No, he did not.
I think he was attempting to defend it against Lesnar.
It was attempting, yeah, that's right. Okay. You might be right. It's been a long time since we've had an interim belt that has actually been defended.
Wow. I mean, especially with the conduits and everybody else that just kind of sat on them.
Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah,
I think it's a great thing. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, well, this is what an interim belt is supposed to be. You have a champion who's out for an extended period of time. You crown an interim champion to keep the division going. Makes complete sense. Why haven't we done this before? I don't know. you look at this match, and these are two.
File that under great idea at the time.
Yes. I try to make sense sometimes, and I don't know, whatever.
Pardon me.
You look at this.
And I got one back this week. Thank you.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Sorry.
It's all right.
Apologize.
It's okay. Let's move on. Moving on now. Omega.
Belch professionalism.
if that's not on the intro next week, I would be really, really, really mad.
Very good right. today. Sorry.
So anyway, Omega, we're talking about clowns.
We're talking about Hendon Burrell versus Michael McDonald, I think. two young guys, great skills between the two of them. Michael McDonald is a guy who has KO power. He has great speed. And he's got pretty good counter striking. He's a guy that, he's only 22. Give him a couple years, he's probably going to be a force. But Hendon Burrell is just a dynamic striker, a Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt. He is the real deal. In my opinion, the uncrowned official bantamweight champion. He is that good. He can throw a submission on at will. He can strike, throw leg kicks, flying kicks, elbows, all sorts of things from lots of different angles. He's a very, very good fighter. And he, I really can't see McDonald at his young age winning this fight. It could be close. McDonald, again, always has that striker's chance. He's a very good striker. A little bit more seasoning, I think he could do it. Burrell just has that natural talent that just overwhelms really good opponents. So I expect Burrell to win this one, probably by submission in the second round.
I'm looking at McDonald right here. I'm looking at his last – he hasn't really defeated anybody worth their weight, so to say. I'm just looking. I mean –
yeah, well, I mean,
he might be 15-1, but it's
he's beat Miguel Torres, which is something. I mean, Miguel, granted, Miguel Torres is not the Miguel Torres of old,
exactly.
But this is still a guy who he's very young, but there wasn't, there's not a lot of challengers right now in the bantamweight division, McDonald is as probably on top of that heap. I think I don't have a problem with him having this title shot. The only thing is the timing. I think he'd be much better off if he had three or four more fights. But that's the card we're dealt. He's got it. Like I said, he's got a chance. He's got a good counter strike and he's got the KO power. If he can get on Burrell and land that shot early, I think he's got a chance. But the longer he lets this go on, it gives Burrell more of a chance to land some volume striking. To catch him on the ground and lock in that submission real quick, it's it's really Barao's fight in this, in my opinion. But McDonald, you know, he's a good fighter. He will continue in this division, even if he does not win, which I, like I said, I expect that to happen.
Okay, okay. Anything you see on any of the other fights? I know the co-main event is Cub Swanson taking on Dustin Poirier. Do you see anything else besides that?
Well, there's a couple of guys to keep an eye on. You know, there's Jimmy Manua, who is a knockout artist. He's got some really, really heavy power. He's got some suspect cardio. But he's won a lot of his last several fights by, you know, dramatic KO. He's a strong guy. He's one of those guys that comes in with you know, really, really powerful, knocking guys down, knocking guys out left and right. Does he have a well-rounded game? Hard to say. Diabate is a guy who's had some struggles. You know, he's lost against some of the better fighters in the division. You know, he's kind of that middle of the road guy, and
he is undefeated. The other guy, sorry, I forget.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Jimmy Manua is undefeated.
Yeah, 12-0.
So I mean, he's going up a guy who's coming up the ranks. As I said, you know, Manua, I can completely see him getting a KO here. You know, he's a guy to watch because of his power. The other guy to watch on the main card is Gunnar Nelson, the Icelandic, I'm gonna call him a prospect. He's very, very good both on the feet and on the ground. He's facing Jorge Santiago, who's had a lot of struggles in the UFC, kind of an up and down career. Gunnar Nelson is a guy who I can completely see in the future making some waves at welterweight. You know, I'm not gonna say he hasn't defeated anyone yet to give him for me to say, oh, let's throw him up against GSP or Condit or something like that. But yeah, you know, he's a guy to keep an eye on. Very good striker, very good submission. Won his last five by submission. He's very, very good. And he's like I said, he's also got good stand up. So you're seeing this well rounded guy coming out of Europe. He's one of those guys coming out of that European base that the UFC could get behind, kind of like Michael Bisping.
Yeah.
So he could be a name that we see in the future. I would keep an eye on him because, like I said, I expect him to beat Santiago fairly decisively, but he's probably worth looking at just for he should put. I expect him to put on a good performance, hopefully. And you know, looking down the card, I mean, there's. I think this is one of those cards that's going to be. There's a few guys, you know, Terry Adams always good for some potentially highlight reel KOs.
I want to bring up probably the most interesting name on the card, and that's Ulysses Gomez.
Ulysses Gomez.
That is a hell of a name.
You like Stanislav Nuff?
I don't like it. I mean, Ulysses Gomez. That's Ulysses Useless Gomez. That's his. Wow.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I got carried away there, but.
No, I'm just saying this is probably one of those cards you kind of say I probably missed this, and it probably ends up being a really good card. So it's on. I mean, it's not on free TV. It's on cable. But if you do happen to have Fuel TV, it's worth the watch.
All right. Now, of course, UFC 160, that is taking place sometime during the summer, right? Or is it? No, it's a Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
So on May 25th, they have made two big announcements, Omega Squad, and I'll start with this first. Overeem will be taking on Junior Dos Santos. Now, they haven't said this, but this is obviously a title eliminator.
Yeah, you got to think it's a title eliminator. You know, you think about either one, both these guys with two losses gives them pause. Because, you know, they got to think about whether or not their game is truly as good as they think it is. You got two very powerful strikers. You got Junior Dos Santos with his boxing. Can knock a guy out, no problem. You got a kickboxer in Overeem. Powerful guy, leg kicks, strikes. If he doesn't get too cocky.
Yeah.
you could see a stand-up war, you know, whether or not, you know, these are two heavyweights. These are guys that are going to throw leather. I would expect that this would not go very long. One of the two is going to get knocked out, I'm pretty sure.
First round, it's over, I think.
I got to think that. If I'm laying odds, I'm laying money on Junior Dos Santos.
I would, too. I would. This is a historic moment. We disagreed.
We disagreed, yeah.
Wow.
The sun shines on a dog's butt every now and then.
It is our 50th show, right? So
yeah.
It had to happen eventually. It's a historic moment.
I'm wearing a tuxedo.
I know.
You're just wearing the bow tie, Dan.
Yeah, I'm just wearing the bow tie and the cummerbund.
Oh, that cummerbund.
Yes.
Wait, one of my favorite.
Let's get back.
All right, good.
Yeah. I mean, I'm very interested in the fight, but I don't think it's going to go very long. And I think Overeem is not as good as he thinks he is. So I'm going to lean with Joe Dos Santos for now.
Okay, so the next one is for the heavyweight title, and this is a rematch, and it hasn't taken too long to lead up to it. It was UFC 146. We're going to see the heavyweight champion take on, and that's Cain Velasquez, take on Antonio Bigfoot Silva, probably your favorite fighter from Strikeforce illustrious history.
He's my favoritest fighter ever.
love him. He's
Do you think he earned it by winning a couple weeks ago? Do you think this is really earned, or they're trying to cash in on a rematch nobody really cares? I don't know. It kind of mystified me when they gave him the title shot.
Yeah, it kind of mystified me too, but I don't know. I don't think he earned it per se, but you know, he did beat Overeem, so he's at least in the conversation. You look at the heavyweight division, you know, I think we talked about this last week. I don't really know who's left.
True.
You know, we already said, you know, with Cormier and Mir tied up, then you're down to the Roy Nelsons of the world, the Big Nogs of the world. You know what? You know, I can completely see the logic. You don't want to put you can't give Dos Santos that quick rematch without winning another one. You're certainly not going to give it to Overeem after that performance against Silva.
Oh goodness! No. Yeah.
You know, give Silva another chance. He got knocked out quickly. He survived Overeem. Okay, give him another shot. We gave Cain another shot after his destruction by Junior Dos Santos, and look where that got him. So maybe we're in for something different this time from Silva. I don't think so, but that doesn't that doesn't mean it can't happen. It is MMA after all.
Yeah, I mean, heck, we both thought that Overeem was going to destroy Silva, and look what happened. I mean, Silva really put something else into his fight. So, like you said, anything can happen.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's certainly not a toss-up. I would take Cain Velasquez 9 times out of 10 in that fight, but you know, Silva has proven me wrong before. So
that is true. So after this week, what else is coming up? Of course, I think it's the 23rd. The following week, we'll talk about this more in depth next week. But we got Rousey taking on Karmouche.
Yes. And that is a pretty stacked card for the main card. There's some really good fights on that card.
Definitely. And one thing I know you wanted to get in is Cyborg asked for and was granted her release from UFC.
Yeah, she's been saying for months now that she cannot make 135. And Rousey doesn't want to come up to 140 to make that fight. I understand it would be a meaningless fight for Rousey, and it wouldn't really prove anything because, you know, even if Cyborg did get down to 140, it wouldn't really prove anything that she's better than Ronda Rousey in Rousey's weight class. The steroids issue with Cyborg is always gonna kind of be held over her. If she wants to fight at 145, that's fine, but you know, there's always gonna be that question. I completely see UFC granting the release, and it's honestly fine. I'm kind of sick of listening to it. If the fight's not gonna happen, that's fine. Let's just move on. Let's fight. Let's let Rousey run the female bantamweight division, and let Cyborg go off to Invicta maybe or something like that.
Is Tate signed to UFC?
She is signed to UFC. She does have a fight in April. I don't know who against, but she is signed to UFC.
Eventually, are we going to see the rematch of Rousey and Tate?
I think that's the next logical fight if Tate puts on a good showing in April.
I certainly hope so, because I was actually a bigger fan of Tate before Rousey, you know, started armbarring people.
I like Tate too. I really do think Tate
armbar.
Yes.
Okay. I have a caller. I'm going to get them on. Let's see who this is. Hello, caller. State your name and where you're calling from. Hi.
Am I on live?
Yeah, right now. Yeah. Oh, I didn't realize this was you, sir. You got a half hour.
What's that? I do?
A half hour. I have
Am
you.
Am I early?
You are early,
I'm early,
sir. That secretary still isn't doing you any good.
Listen, you know what? I scolded her, and you know what? She promised me, and I guess she gave me early now, and I guess I will have to call back.
Yes, one half hour, sir. At least now I know the number.
Okay, well, you know what? Your show's been boring, so I'm looking forward to it. So I'll talk to you in a half hour. Goodbye, sir.
Love you, sir.
I think I should be insulted right now.
Yeah, well, you know, we only get interrupted when Omega's talking.
Man, nobody ever interrupts anybody.
Nobody ever interrupts Dan.
So speaking of,
you know, wait a minute, I take offense to that. Screw you, Laddie.
So, speaking of Dan.
Yes, sir.
Dan went behind my back.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
Got our next guest.
You didn't have anything slotted, so I decided to.
Yeah. Well, here's the theme music. American Roughneck, how are you tonight, sir?
We the people. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great.
That's not funny.
I was gonna say Roughneck comes with his own laugh track now.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you know, and I wanna know, you know, I wanna know when the lawsuits are starting. Dean!
Is he gonna play crap over me again, isn't he?
I would never do such a thing. Go ahead, Dan. You wanted him here. Here he is.
He's doing it right now. I want to be clear. Dean is doing this. Dan respects you.
Yes. I like Dan.
Yeah, thank you. Shut up, Dean. Don't say a word. When's the lawsuits going to be starting with the WWE on them taking your cash rate?
Listen, he can misuse anything he wants. We the people came around a lot longer than the Roughnecks been around, so... He can use it. He can misuse it. He had about three words. The other guy talked for him, and he came out sounding like a racist the whole night. So if he wants to misuse, if he wants to misuse We the People, let him. Because people know who the real patriot is, and that would be me.
Well, I have another question for you. Inconspicuous by your absence, Not quite. You're not booked again this month. What's the deal?
No, you know what? It doesn't matter to me because, like, it's starting to feel like real life anyway, New Moon Rising Wrestling, because every time I get booked, I end up in court. Whether it's court or night court, that same thing still happens. And actually being on night court is more of a sentence anyway than
anything else. I really don't know what to say. Are you going to make an appearance?
I always make my appearance. And, you know, if I have to buy
Hold on a second. Dean! I don't talk over you and play sound effects for you, do I?
Dean can do whatever he wants because he's going to have to meet me Saturday.
You know what? And I cordially invite you to our live pre-show on Saturday.
Oh, I might make my appearance on the pre-show.
I would like to see how many cakes you go through while he's playing sound effects this week.
Oh, yeah, I want to try to hit that sound effect button while I'm there. The only sound effect is going to be a squeal from him crying.
I've heard that squeal before. It's when he tripped over Brady. So, you know what, Dean? I'm going to kick your butt. So, Dean, you have anything to say, Mr. Host?
Oh, Roughneck. You've been saying you were going to take over things. You're taking over Night Court.
Night Court. That's not Night Court. That's ringside with the Roughneck. Get it straight.
Ringside with the Roughneck. So you're not even going to get in the ring? You're not even going to attempt it this month?
I'm not booked. They have not allowed me in the ring this month. I don't know what's going to happen. We'll see what goes on.
You know what?
A
really big thing for you would be if you were actually booked on a show. I can't think of a show that you were actually booked on besides PG-13.
So far, it's probably about the only one. Yeah, you're right.
Although I saw him wrestle, 2 minutes last month and got one of the loudest pops. So what do
you know what? You know what? There is certainly a formula for success there. I don't know what it is. What do you think it is? Is it the use of social media, Roughneck?
The use of social media, promoting yourself, videos, things like that.
It's my winning personality.
I agree. I'm going to kill you, Dean. So.
I'm gonna break him Saturday. He's going to go... Yeah, bring that neck brace with you. You might need it again.
Oh, the neck brace. Hey, have you ever...
I thought you turned over a new leaf, Dean.
Not with the rough neck. Come on.
No, of course not. No.
It's a fat neck. Come on. He's a biker guy thing. I don't know what is your thing?
What is my thing?
Yeah.
The people.
There's the delay there on that one, Dean.
Yeah, he was a little slow on the button.
The button was slow on me.
Boom. Thank you. Now they're laughing for me.
He's not used to the laptop with all the buttons.
I know.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
I'm sorry, Dean. I'm sorry.
It was caused by my cats.
Yeah, I heard you make mention of those cats earlier on my friggin' Facebook page.
Well, yeah, the pussy had your tongue.
Well,
yeah.
You know, the pussy doesn't have his tongue this time. Usually it's the other way around. No laugh track on that one? Come on!
No.
You won't even... Okay. So who do you got your sights set on? Like... What are you going to do? Or are you just going to keep it a secret?
It's this obsession with Robert Knight. Robert.
I haven't heard him use Robert Knight's name.
No.
Only on the show tonight.
I have not mentioned him. He just came out with a new fan mail where he sold We the People to that Swagger guy.
What about, did you watch the rest of fan mail?
I
want to know the identity of the world's best trainer, Bill.
You know what? I'm trying to figure that out myself.
No, not Joe Hale. It was Bill. Bill. I'm trying to piece it all together who that could be. I don't know. So, Roughneck, you're not booked again. You're just going to show up. You should be arrested for trespassing.
Why?
He's not booked. What? Why is
he
there?
Can't buy a ticket and show up?
He's not buying a ticket. He gets in through the back.
He's a worker. He's not allowed to go.
He's not a worker.
He is a worker.
You're only a worker if you're booked on the show, Dan.
I've seen him work twice, three times.
Is he booked on the show? Is there an official?
He's not booked on the show, but I see a lot of guys.
Hey, wait. We could settle this because if you do look on the flyer, my name's mentioned.
No, it's not.
It is too.
Where? Why would anybody use that as promotion?
Because it
that would drive
in
people,
the nation.
That would drive people in mass away. And wait. I could be wrong. There could be people out there, and in fact, I saw this to be true, that want to see you get beat up.
Not negative. Negative.
No, there are people.
There are people.
It's you, Dean.
You are right.
It's Dean.
No, it's not me. There's people in positions of power and authority that want to see you get beat up.
Well, named Bill.
Perhaps.
Rhyme with Kale.
Rhymes with what? Kale. Oh. So roughneck.
So rough.
Really, why are you showing up? Really, I mean, it's obvious. Month after month.
The roughneck nation demands it. I demand it.
Why are you showing up, Dean?
I am happily employed. My boss on the board, we're very close.
Do you even know who part of the board is?
Well, besides Don?
I've been trying to see those people for a while. I can't get there. Who are they?
I have a question. Are you hereby calling for Robert's reinstation? What's the word?
Reinstatement?
Yeah.
No, I don't. I want everything he has. I'm starting with Night Court. His belt's gone. His wrestling career's gone. The only thing he has left to grasp onto
is that boyfriend.
That stupid little fan mail. Right, that was very good, by the way.
Thank you. Oh, sorry, Dean.
And Night Court. Which
no,
is
wait.
No,
hold on, Roughneck. I am sorry, Dean. I didn't mean Go ahead, Roughneck. Go ahead, Roughneck. I'm sorry.
I was just waiting. Are you done?
No, I'm done, sir. I'm sorry. I booked you. You go ahead and talk. I'll shut up.
Well, I forgot what your damn question was now because you carried on for too damn long.
What was my damn question, damn it? Do you want to see Robert Reed stated you're stealing, stealing Night Court, his belt's gone, his wrestling career is gone, and then continue?
Yeah, because there's nothing left to him. He's got that stupid little talking car. And that's it. So, and I really don't want that because it's not made in America.
Can somebody ask me a question?
Ask you a question?
Answer me a question.
Sure.
Does Kit have two or four doors?
Look, he has a special edition of Kit.
Yeah, the Prius.
You're a jerk, Rob. You really are a jerk. You know what? When you finally get your hands,
I'll try not to laugh. He's gonna kill me.
When you finally get your hands on Robert Knight, I really hope. I've been petitioning for this for months. I want to see it. The pork roll on a pole match.
We'll crawl on a whore match.
I've been offering. I'm dying. I want a leather strap match. I want a steel cage match. It doesn't matter. It can be a thumbtack match. I want Robert Knight eventually.
You don't want to pop
on take it. Nah, that's okay. It's that gives me indigestion.
Gives me indigestion too, but I still eat the damn thing. I do. I want to see Robert Knight come back, and I want to see him. I want to see a fair fight. Robert is sorely missed on the show, especially with a laugh track playing.
Well, yes, you know. Yeah.
I miss Robert. Oh, there's an applause at the end?
Slight applause, yes.
Oh, a slight applause.
Slight applause.
Oh, you thought this through, didn't we?
What? No, it's Roughneck. I just, you know, what are we going to have to say to the people?
What, we're going to have Justin America again from the Cliffs of Dover?
Well, he was pretty depressed last time we had him.
Cliffs of Dover. I've been to Dover. All there is a racetrack.
No, Dover in England.
The White Cliffs of Dover.
Oh, that's where that Harry Barnett clown lives. Nah, I don't want to go there.
Harry Barnett will be a pardon me. Indigestion, that is for sure.
Why?
Yeah, it is.
The pork roll getting to you?
It is. It really is, Mike.
You
know what?
You.
The standard of excellence, I belch.
I love you guys.
Professionalism.
I vouch for, well, if you vouch professionalism, I farted out.
Just don't put your headset there like you used to.
No, this is a classy show. This is not the other show that nobody listened to. People actually listen to this.
You know what, Omega? I'm going to put you on the spot because I know how much you enjoy.
Hey, Omega, have you ever seen Roughneck Wrestle?
No, I have not had the pleasure of seeing Roughneck.
No, you haven't. Neither have I.
Not many people have.
Yes, it's going to the intro, too.
So, you're going to show up, you're going to take over, you're going to hijack the show, you should be arrested, but for some reason, you'll get the biggest pop of the night.
Hey, but you can stop Blackie from coming in, but you can't stop Roughneck? What's the matter, are you afraid?
Roughneck has connections.
Oh.
According to that Harry Barnett dude, I have connections everywhere, runs all the way to England.
Well, that's true.
See, yeah. I love Roughneck, but the problem is he's feuding with all of my buddies. It's hard for me to.
It is true, but Harry Barnett.
What buddies is that? Would that be? Would you like me to? Who would you like me to back off of?
Right. No, I don't want you to back off. If they get what's coming to them, that's their problem.
Why does Robert deserve anything?
Robert is a.
I don't know if you saw this 2 months ago, but Robert did contrive the whole thing where Glenn almost killed him with a bat. Literally. Shoot.
Yeah.
That was a slight accident.
That was a slight accident? Did you feel the wind come off the bat from over where you were sitting? I felt it.
He bit my earring.
It was close.
No,
have you
I know.
Seen it?
No,
Omega, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well.
You got anything to add? Because Dean's boring me.
You know, I'm out of here again. Forget it.
I'm just here.
He's just here adding some elegance to the show.
Look, I have to try to keep this show classy. You know, somebody has to be a professional around here. I can't count on these two yahoos to do it, so
yahoo.
I'm going to do it.
If you could only see how he scolds us in the chat room. Scolds us.
It really is. It's like, I will leave the show.
No, that was a
I will Ringo Starr this if you don't.
Oh, Ringo Starr. No. Roughneck, your final words. We're so close to retaliation, I can feel it in my bones. Why don't you just, what do we have to look forward to? When you wobble your way out there.
I'm going to take over Night Court and show you the one man that really can make a difference.
Hey, Roughneck, do me a favor. Can you take over commentary, too?
I can give that a shot. We'll see what happens.
All right.
Roughneck.
Hey, Dean, bring me a tasty pie, will you?
Oh, you'll have one, all right. Would you like your coffee as well, Saturday morning?
Sure.
Yeah?
Sure. That would work.
How many creams and sugar?
He also wants a big, tall half gallon of lemon iced tea.
No, yeah. It's coffee in the morning. He always, he went to Wawa and bring me a coffee. And I'm like, what?
Is that your Roughneck impression?
I believe it was.
Oh, where's my coffee?
Something.
Now,
Roughneck.
I'd do a better one than that.
I'd say it's a pleasure. I wasn't trying to. I'd say it was a pleasure, but it wasn't.
Okay, let me hear your Roughneck before he hangs up on me again.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, yours.
Now you put me on the spot. Hey, guys, you ever see me wrestle? No, nobody ever saw me wrestle.
Another week with the American
Fat Dean. That's funny.
I'll tell you. You know what? Now, 50 episodes in, we do have a montage, if I can find it, of our guests.
It's awesome.
What are you doing? Is that your roughneck?
It's roughneck laughing.
You need a more in your throat there.
Oh, I don't got any more.
Don't got any more. Well, what I'll do instead, because I can't seem to find this, is Mystery Men. We're big fans, aren't we, Dan?
Rock and roll.
This is the Mystery Men performing "Keep My Heat On," a song dear to my heart. So here we go. Right, that was the Mystery Men with "Keep My Heat On," a song very dear to my life. Now, before we go on to our next
It's what we do weekly.
Yes. "Keep My Heat On." Yes. Now, this is our 50th episode. Now, this is going to bleed into our next guest. But we've had 50 episodes at this point. I did do a montage for our best of. It was the end of the year we did. Yeah, I did this, put this montage together.
Me, I did it, man.
Well, no, I was, I had a brain fart.
I know.
So, anyway, here it is. And there have been a few guests since then. A lot of first-timers. We had Greg Excellent, of course, that would be added to this. Tully Blanchard, Hall of Famer, that Dan set up. Just a lot of guests, but here we go. We're going to listen back. And pretty much this is the first 40, I'd say. Right, Dan? About 40 episodes?
Yeah, I was going to say about 40. About 35, 40.
So here we go. Relax, and then we'll be back with Loudy and Xavier Cross.
Yes, yes, yes. It's good to be here.
My goodness.
Yes, can
my
you
goodness.
Hear me?
I can hear you. Now, is this the translator for the Nigerian Nightmare?
Yes, this is Aaron Gainey, the translator.
Adam Cole, I would like to welcome you to Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. How are you doing tonight, Adam?
I'm doing very good. Thank you guys very much for having me on the program tonight.
Now, welcome to the show. You are on Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. How are you doing tonight, Aiden?
I am awesome.
It's the monster out, too. Atu, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm feeling absolutely lamp.
Amadeus Thorin, you are on the show. You're with Dan, Dean, and Omega Squad. How are you doing tonight, sir?
I can't complain. How are you guys doing tonight?
It is Bandito Jr. How are you, Bandito?
I'm doing good, Dean. Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be back. What's going on?
Blacky Ty, you're on the line with Hell in a Cell Talk Radio.
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's going on?
I'm going to bring beautiful Bobby Shields onto the show. Now, beautiful Bobby, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
Bob Levy, and he will be joining us right now. Bob, how are you doing tonight? Welcome to Hell in a Cell Talk Radio.
Good to be here in the cell, brother.
That's
so
right.
Is this clean radio or dirty radio?
Hello, Breaker. You are on the line with Dean and Dan. Welcome to Hell in a Cell Talk Radio.
Thank you. What's up, guys?
Steve Carino, you're on with Dan and Dean. Welcome to Hell in a Cell Talk Radio.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Craven, how are you doing tonight, sir?
Pretty good, man. How are you guys doing?
I am going to bring on Dan the Beast Severin right now. Hello, Dan. This is Dean from Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. Thank you. I'm sorry that we had the communication problem, but welcome to Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. How are you doing tonight, sir?
Dean, I appreciate being here. Actually, I was just kind of tied up with a few things and had to relocate your phone number.
Hello, David. You are on the line with us. How are you doing tonight, sir?
Great. And hello to everybody out there who may or may not know me out there in the internet land.
Welcome to the show. You're talking with Dean and Dan. Welcome to Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. How are you doing tonight, Drew?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you guys doing?
Yeah. Oh, I believe this is El Taco Grande.
Si!
And it is with great pleasure that I welcome to Hell in a Cell, Mr. John Finnegan. Foxy, you are on the line with Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. How are you tonight?
I am good. I'm actually popping huge that you guys played the Nerd Herders song. I was not expecting that.
I would like to welcome to the show, to Hell in a Cell, Damian Dragon,
yes,
and
sir.
Matt Saigon.
What's up, everybody?
Fusion DS is on Hell in a Cell. Welcome to the cell. Handsome Harold, how are you doing tonight?
It's not handsome, sir. Now, we've been through this before, and I'm sure that you were at the New Moon Rising Wrestling Show, and you seen what happened to the last person who called me handsome.
DJ Hyatt, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Jesse, welcome to the show. We're quite excited to have you on Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. How are you doing tonight?
I am fantastic. Thank you guys for having me.
Now, Mr. Gacy, how are you doing tonight? Welcome to Hell in a Cell Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Caller, you're on the air with Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. Just state your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, this is Joel Blackheart.
Joel!
27 minutes late, but I am here.
Oh, Joel. The godfather of hardcore, Joel Goodhart. How are you doing tonight, Joel?
We're doing fine, and just remember one thing. We wrestled we brawled, and we did it all.
Joe, welcome to your first journey into the cell. How are you tonight, sir?
Well, it's my... can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
It's my second, isn't it?
Number one, Johnny Silver, he is coming back to ECWA. Welcome to Hell in a Cell Talk Radio, Johnny. Sorry for having you on hold there.
It's all right.
You are live with Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. How are you doing tonight, Johnny?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. Thanks for playing that song. That gets me wild up every time I hear it, man.
Good evening, Mr. Daniels. How are you doing tonight? Welcome to Hell in a Cell Talk Radio.
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Mike, welcome to Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. How are you doing tonight, Mike?
I'm good, guys. How are you doing?
Kakoa, you are on the line with Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. First of all, thank you for coming on the show today.
Well, thank you for having me. Glad to be back.
Kimberly, you are on with Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. How are you doing tonight, Kimber?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Frank Kruda, I'm going to get him on right now if this works out. And also referee Jimmy Dillon from the UWF, from New Moon Rising Wrestling. And they are both on the line right now with Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. Guys, welcome to Hell in a Cell.
How you doing, Dean? Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
LJ, are you there? You're on with Hell in a Cell.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Loudy, we had some difficulty communicating a little bit earlier, but you're on the line with Dan Dean and Omega Squad. How are you?
Thank you, gentlemen. First off, I will be firing my secretary, who gave me the wrong number. My apologies.
Major, welcome to the show. You are live with Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. How are you doing tonight, Major?
Hello.
Hi. Is this Tony Mamaluke?
I hope so.
I hope so as well. I hope so.
Oh, my God. Wow, I've been in easier fist fights.
DWS Superstar, this is none other than Mark Angel. How are you doing tonight, Mark?
Yo, I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys?
Mark Angelo Setti, he is one of the throwbacks. How you doing? Thanks for hanging out. First of all, we had you on hold there for a little while. I want to thank you for your time. How's it going?
For a really long time.
I do apologize, sir.
Mel,
welcome to HIAC Talk Radio. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm great, and I'm happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
All right, so Jake, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I am doing well. We also have Justin on the line. Justin, how are you?
I am doing good, Mr. Double D and Mr. Law.
Mia, welcome to the show. You're on with Dan. You're on with Dan and Dean. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Welcome to the show, Missy. You are with Dan, Dean, and Omega.
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Niles Young, welcome to Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. Thanks for hanging in there, sir.
Hey, anytime, my friend, and thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Hello, is this Mr. Ooh La La?
Ooh La La! But of course it is. And
okay.
That's wine, 17 seconds. You shut your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Ophidian, you are on the line with Hell in a Cell Talk Radio.
Hello?
Hello, is this the Greek God?
Yes, it is.
Ricky, the model Martinez. Ricky, welcome to Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. How are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm a little upset, actually.
A little upset. Elaborate a little.
Listen, you got Ricky the Model Martinez on Hell in a Cell Radio, and as good-looking as I am, I've been on hold for the past 15 minutes.
Oh,
I need some kind of explanation for that.
The Knight Rider, Robert Knight, from New Moon Rising Wrestling. How are you doing, Robert?
Doing great. The Knight Rider has arrived, and you know, first I want to thank you guys for giving me that special phone number to call into, because I'm sure that regular call-in line is jammed up with thousands of my fans trying to get through tonight.
Good evening, Ron.
Yo, Dean Dixon, what's up, bro?
American Roughneck, are you there?
Oh, I am here.
Welcome to the show, CM.
Hello?
Here you are. I'm charged up, I'm sorry.
It's all right, hello.
My goodness. Tank Tolan. Now, Tank, welcome to Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. This is Dan and Dean. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
The Boss, Mike Tartaglia, how you doing tonight?
Woo! The boss is here. The boss is in the house.
But what I'd like to do right now is bring on Anthony Neese. Anthony, how are you doing tonight? Welcome to Hell in a Cell Talk Radio.
Hey, man. What's up? Thanks for having me.
Welcome to the show, Matt Tremont. You're speaking with Double D. You're speaking with Dan Law. Welcome to Hell in a Cell Talk Radio.
What's going on, fellas? Glad to be on.
Hey, what's up, Dean?
All right, Jeremy, how you doing tonight? Welcome to the new program, Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. How are you?
Doing great, Dean.
Hello, Chris, and welcome to Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. How you doing tonight?
Good, Dean. How you doing?
All right, so that was looking back at 50 episodes, of course. Greg Eklund's been added, Drew Golock, Tully Blanchard, various others.
Upset Tully was not on there.
Well, I wasn't going to re-edit the whole darn thing.
Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome.
Well, sometimes we just get
it
off.
I am going to play that game on air one day, though.
What game? Oh, yeah.
How long can we keep Chris distracted?
I might kill you.
Well, you know what? It's time.
You'll ever get up here.
Now, if you listen to that, you heard that we keep people waiting sometimes, and unfortunately, it happened again here tonight.
Well,
apologies.
He was wrong anyway.
Well, he called in a little bit early.
Yeah, well, he's wrong, and I thought he was firing his secretary.
He said we played it. So anyway, we're gonna play. Now, first, let me give a proper introduction. This Loudy is the financial miracle, and Xavier Cross is, of course, one half of Highly Entertaining Wrestlers. Of course, his tag team partner is Drew Blood, and they are really setting the tag team scene on fire. One of the overlooked things in professional wrestling today is tag team wrestling.
And they're working a lot.
Yes. Yes, we're going to get into all that after we play this, Dan.
Yes.
Here they are. It is Xavier Cross. Is he there?
Hello there. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine, yes. And his manager, the manager of champions, the financial miracle, Loudy.
Hello,
are you there?
Gene. How are you?
Doing great. Sorry to keep you guys on hold. We got a little carried away. It's our 50th episode.
Well, congratulations there, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Cross.
Dean,
oh my.
Before we get over this interview and we start, I have a question for you, sir.
Sure.
Earlier this evening, I had my secretary, who is still employed because she got on her hands and knees and begged, for all you viewers out there who are questioning my morals and how I conduct business. But here's the question, Dean. I watched your little TV show, the little Scoop Slam, okay?
Scoop Slam, yes, yes.
Yes, it was you and Leave It to Beaver, Mr. Hicks.
Jerry Mathers, yes.
Yes. Well, here's the deal. Ready? After you got done gushing and blushing over Matt Tremont for a countless amount of times that you spoke about him, you know, you mentioned a match for the tag team titles. The New Moon Rising tag team titles, to be specific. And the first words out of your beautiful little mouth of yours is despicable when it comes to Highly Entertaining Wrestlers. You said despicable, and that's the only one word that you used about us. One word. And now you want to bring us on here, and you want to roll out all these beautiful little things about us when you introduce us, because now we're your quote-unquote, and I'm doing air quotes, in my beautiful mansion right now, guest on your show. Now you're going to treat us like royalty, or attempt to, but on your little TV show when we're not there and we're not your guest, you use the word despicable. Xavier, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, first off, I was unaware of this travesty. I am the complete and total opposite of the word despicable, and for you to use that to describe me is a true disgrace.
I think you're fabulous, quite frankly.
Well, now
you should think I'm fabulous,
as
I am.
Our catchy lines now. But, Dean, you know what? That's all my, you know, I'm done with that. And now you can begin this wonderful interview, because you got a lot of room to bring this show back up after it had horrendous song that you played earlier. I don't know what you were on when you were playing that, and what genre or some motivational song you were playing, but I almost jumped out my window. I don't know what that was.
You almost jumped out the window?
You know what, I didn't, because I said, you know what, I can't ruin the world from having me around them, because I'll have someone to look up to. But that mystery song was, oh my God, I'd rather have cancer than listen to that song, honestly.
Wow.
Yes, it was that bad. But you know what? Then you came back and you played a beautiful Madonna song, and now all your viewers out there have a giant smile on their face. So let's start this bad.
Remembering
the
1980s, yeah.
Amongst another giant something, yes. Now, of course, coming up this Saturday, you already spoke of it, New Moon Rising Wrestling, Retaliation. It's highly entertaining wrestlers, that's Mr. Cross and Drew Blood, highly entertaining wrestlers, managed by yourself, taking on Fusion DS. Now, what's your strategy going into that one, Loudy?
Xavier.
And Cross.
I have a question for you, gentlemen. I have a question about this Fusion DS team that you speak of. Ready? The comic book guy, correct?
Yeah, comic book guy.
Okay. Walk me through Dean of credibility and all their knowledge. How did they win these belts?
They won them when Tank Toland, pulled down a briefcase.
Okay,
so they didn't actually win them.
So listen, yes, Xavier, good point. So the team the team that we're facing, that are walking around with these belts, that are representing this New Moon Rising company with a giant wolf on its wall. You know, they won by using a tank and didn't actually beat anyone themselves. They're riding the coattails of the magical Tank Toland, right? They didn't win the belts themselves, right?
Yeah, damn good point. I'm right there with you.
Oh, no, you're not, because on your little talk shows, you're high-fiving these guys, and you like them. You like all these monstrosities of false wrestling profits that the companies roll out in these rings, when they all look at us, and they smile, and they laugh at our little cute music. But the truth is, Dean, this Saturday, at the Proving Grounds, what a wild name, we're going to walk in there after we get out of a limo, and we pull into that back alley. And you know, Xavier's going to get out, and he's going to, you know, he's going to hold his nose, because he does every time. Xavier, tell him how bad it smells there.
It smells awful. It's probably the worst experience of my life. Every time I have to step out of my stretch limousine in order to go walk into that building.
It's Jersey.
Well, Jersey, you know, you may pump your fist and not your gas, but you smell. So the truth
that's
is,
what I mean. It's Jersey. It smells.
Right. So we're going to walk in this building. Okay, we're going to stand behind that giant black curtain. They're going to hit our music. And then, you see, this is the problem with New Moon Wrestling and, you know what, indie wrestling altogether. The fans, you know, they're allowed to stand there because they add up their change all month in a big ball in their hand, and they throw it at the woman at the door. And they're allowed now, they have this free pass. We give them this free pass to stand there and judge us and yell such things as, Loudy sucks, and cross-dresser, and Oompa Loompa, and other obscene, mean, gesturing words. But here's
the
thing, Dean. Here's the thing. When I wake up on my Sabakawa pillow, and I lift my million-dollar head up, I smile in the mirror. These people don't smile. They wake up, and they try to stretch, and their bones hurt, and they walk into their 9-to-5, and they push their pencils around, or they dig their ditches. Then they go home and they scream at their kids. And all together, they're not winners. And you see, that brings us to these tag team champions. They're not winners either. They got like a cutback or like a hand-me-down tag team title. So on Saturday, finally, New Moon. You see, since we got there, and I'm going to be bold here, since we arrived at New Moon Wrestling, everyone has heard about this company, okay? New Moon is on the map since the highly entertaining wrestlers have shown up. And most importantly, you see, after this Saturday, when everyone's getting in their little Pintos in the parking lot, we pull away with our limos, a new structure will be built in New Moon Wrestling, Dean. You see,
a roof.
Basketball jerseys will no longer be acceptable as attire. People will not be able to be handed belts anymore. You see, highly entertaining wrestlers, fashionable, will now be walking around with these title belts in all our glory. What do you think about that, Xavier? You happy with that thought?
That is probably one of the more pleasant thoughts I've had today, but my day has been wonderful. And I agree with you completely in the fact that those men were handed tag team titles that they did not deserve and they did not earn. And come this Saturday, we will take them.
And, Dean, you know, I was asked the other day by this moron fan, and he said, hey, are your feelings hurt? No, I forget what he had one tooth and a thumb. So that's about it. Truthfully. The four fingers, I couldn't even see them. But the reality is that he asked me, and he's like, hey, does it really get under your skin when we chant loud he sucks? And I looked at this guy right in his face, and I said, no. And he goes, that's not true. And I said, listen, I refuse to have a battle with you, sir, because you're an unarmed man, and I'm intelligent. So walk away, peasant. And he looked at me, and, you know, all he could say was, that he sucks. And I went, I don't. So, but you know what, though? I tell any fan out there right now that's listening to this amazing talk show, if you feel the need to conjure up all your little hard-earned money and come to New Moon Wrestling this Saturday, you can stand there and yell anything you want to us. You can yell anything you want, because I will stand there in the middle of the ring and soak it up, because as I soak it up with a sponge of my ball of fist, I'm going to throw it back at you. Because you're all garbage. You're garbage. Fans are garbage. We are not. But I want your next question, Dean. I'm on a roll here. I'm feeling good.
I know. My question is actually for Xavier. And it is,
sure.
Are you in fact a cross-dresser?
Whoa.
What kind of a question is that? Do I appear to be a cross-dresser to you?
Well, not to me, but the fans certainly seem to think so.
Those fans are idiots. They know not what they speak, and I live by a saying that helps me get over that idiotic chance, and it goes a little something like, sticks and stones may break my bones, but your words mean nothing because I have way, 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 way more money than you.
Amen.
Compelling argument. Well, a compelling argument, but I don't get how he's a cross-dresser. He's wearing tights.
I know, but the fans...
I'm wearing tights and beautiful boas. I just don't see it.
I don't believe that these boas are something, a form of a cross-dresser. And you know what? What it is, what it truthfully is when you're hideous and ugly and you scream of disgusting bacteria... All you can do is look at a gentleman like Xavier Cross and try to poke fun at his beautiful looks. You try to find something wrong with perfection, but you can't. So all they think of are these stupid, dumb, wrong comments by calling him a cross-dresser and me telling me I suck. It's obscene, Dean. It's like telling me... Or it's like me telling you that a certain someone that stands in a corner with a sign like John Cusack can say anything is a better radio host than you. I would never tell you that, or
that's
would
not
I?
That's true.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
To follow Dean's since to follow Dean's line of questioning, Loudy, do you in fact suck?
Listen. I haven't sucked since I was about a year, and apparently I had to do that. Okay, but
right.
Listen, you do it as a youth, and you grow up. Then I do not suck. Nowhere in the world do I suck. I have a proven track record of not sucking. I mean, I walk around a ring, and I guess that entitles these morons to, oh, let me think or something, and if you could imagine the wheel and a hamster trying to run around a wheel, but like tripping every time, that's their brain. Broom, boom, broom, boom. And they're just like, you're shocked. Like, come up with something good. Like, battle me. Like, give me something good. Tell me, like, oh, God. I mean, the fact is they can't cut. There's nothing you can tell me. I have more money than them. I mean, are they? What's next? Are you going to tell me I'm not tall? I realized a long time ago I'm never going to dunk a basketball. So, I mean, let's come on now. But it's comical. It's just pure jealousy. And downright, when you get down to it, I mean, Xavier will tell you. I mean, everywhere we go, everywhere, we hear these just chirp, 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 chirp. And you know what, though? I mean, it gets old, man. I mean, you guys aren't in the situation we're in. I mean, commenters such as yourself, I mean, you got a great radio show. I understand that. But, I mean,
I don't know, man. A couple
go...
people told us we suck, so.
Well, you don't know. I mean, do you know what it's like to go to, like, a restaurant and me and Cross are sitting there and you hear the heckles, and I'm like, how are they here? And they're only banging on the outside window because they can't get into the restaurant we're in. I can see them. I see what they're saying. I can read lips, God darn it. I can read lips. Xavier, tell them about that.
Yes. Everywhere we go, we see people, and they give us stares, and you can see the snide comments come spewing out of them ignorant mouths because they just don't know the pleasures of life that we live, and they'll never know because... Let's be honest, they're all lazy, they're all unsuccessful, and they're all not quite, they just fall short on the intelligence level to be at our level of life in society.
But I have another question. You guys just recently started working for Monster Factory Pro Wrestling. You're taking on Legion of Anarchy.
Yes. Okay, all right. We're going to go there. Okay, you're asking the tough questions now. So, all right. This Saturday at the Monster Factory, truly will lead highly entertaining wrestlers as we debut there against the Legion of Anarchy. And truth be told, I mean, they're big. They're, I guess, intimidating to... commoners. They find them scary because they're large and they have like a gothic type. I mean, you know, you've seen them. I mean,
they have deep voices.
What's that?
They have deep voices. It's frightening.
Yes, they do talk with deep intentions. But the truth is, once you take their masks off, and you know what? To quote a wise man that I recently heard this quote about a month ago, they bleed just like us. They bleed just like us. Xavier,
yeah, so
what do you think of these guys?
Roddy Piper?
No.
Well, he did say that.
Did he?
Yeah, they live.
Well,
I don't know.
It was definitely...
I wanted to hear what Xavier had to say about it. Where's he going?
Yes. I can't.
Yes.
There he is.
I gave him a segue. I segued him.
Yes. This Saturday, we are taking on this Legion, as they like to call themselves. And while everyone else may be afraid, I fear nothing. I fear no man, because I know in my mind that no one can match my athleticism, my knowledge,
mm-hmm.
my in-ring awareness, my technical savvy. No one can top me in a professional wrestling ring.
But seeing overall the mindset of highly entertaining wrestlers going into Saturday is that we are excited to walk into the Monster Factory and bring a level of excellence into the tag team ranks in their company that once again
has never been seen.
Is unmatched. We're going to walk in there and we are the tempo. We're going to set the standard.
You're right, Dean. It's never been seen before.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you're going to raise up. I mean, just think of it. Cross and Blood with Loudy. My goodness.
Dean, can I stop you right now?
Sure.
Everybody
Xavier,
else does. Go ahead, Loudy.
Dean, Xavier, you're a very, very intelligent man. Dean, I'm just going to call you on this right now. Are you being sarcastic with your tone when you're talking to us right now?
God damn no.
No, he's being serious.
No,
do you
I'm
have your
excited.
Serious face on? Do you
I have
your Paul
serious
Heyman
face
jacket on?
Do
you have your Paul Heyman jacket on?
I do, and I have my Paul Heyman ponytail as well.
We have to promote wrestling in the area, period, and that's it.
I'm not talking about the promoting. I mean, as you were talking about us individually, find that you're being a little condescending and with your tone, and like saying almost like these guys are good, but under your breath you're saying like, no, they're not.
No, I respect. Look. Let's go way back to when I first saw.
What do you think about this? Are you feeling? Are you hearing him?
I did detect myself a sense of sarcasm in his voice, and it you know, it hurts my soul a little bit because I thought we were friends.
We are.
Well, we were too.
My only problem is
I got my Dakota ring.
Like,
I got my Dakota ring.
I'm gonna quit.
No, go ahead, Dan.
I was just gonna say it seems like you're taking Fusion DS a little lightly. I mean. Their track record, does that not speak for itself?
I never ran track, to be honest here, and I don't know much about their track record, but I will say that any team that gets handed the titles on the success of another man does not scare me.
This is a very valid
point. I will go
point.
Out back of New Moon and run the 40 against either one of them to prove that my track record is better. But the reality is, yes, they're a good tag team. They're good. I'm not gonna take that away from them. Because you know what? If they weren't good, they wouldn't be in New Moon Wrestling, okay? Because New Moon Wrestling doesn't bring jobber squatters off the streets. I just made that up, I think.
You did,
but you're allowed. You have a lot of money.
Yes.
We can actually patent that word tomorrow, and it'll be used everywhere.
Squatters. There's a lot of squatters. But the truth is, I'm not going to take anything away from them, nor am I going to take anything away from the Legion of Anarchy. You can't do that. But Dean.
Yes.
Or, no, you know what? You didn't ask that question. Your beautiful assistant over there with his blushing cheeks right now asked me that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Listen. And his curly magical hair. He does have beautiful curly magical hair.
Well, thank you.
I do.
You're welcome. You're
Will
welcome.
Will he get a boa at the show?
No.
Damn it.
Damn.
There's nothing free in this world, okay? You got to earn a boa. We
well,
don't just hand them
I'm
out.
I'm the bottom 2%. I can't have a boa.
Oh.
No, you
Xavier,
can't have
can
a boa.
Have a boa?
Do you have any idea? How expensive boas are. I own 347,000 of them myself, but none of them are for you.
All right, I'm sorry.
Now, I do have a question. You guys don't have to answer this. It's a little controversial.
Did he just call me a chinchilla?
No.
No, I called
the
boa a chinchilla. I did not call you a chinchilla.
Oh,
don't get excited.
No, I'm all right. I'll calm it back down. Go ahead.
But as I was saying, this one's a little controversial. It's
fire.
It's an exclusive for Hell in a Cell Talk Radio.
Oh, boy.
Now, I heard that at the next DWF show, there's going to be a jail pen match. Care to comment?
Wow. Did you just load your gun? Did you just load your gun, Dean?
He loaded it.
Well,
Dean. He loaded it.
Dean, I'm going to tell you this.
Revenge.
I'm
bloody revenge,
damn
it.
I'm going to pull the pin on the grenade then. Okay. Listen. I know nothing of what you're talking about. However, if you rewind your tape and think about that quote that I laid out about the blood, the wise man is the man that we are speaking of.
Oh, well, enough said.
Yes, now it's all making sense.
It all tied together in a pretty little bow.
It all ties together like a good French bread.
Now, you guys, do you have any other bookings? We talked about this Saturday, of course, Monster Factory, of course, New Moon Rising Wrestling. Is there anything else coming up on your plate?
Oh, Dean, I would like to talk about something magical, if I can.
Sure, magical. I love it.
Xavier Cross, are you ready for this magical conversation I'm about to walk these gentlemen through?
I'm always ready to take on your magic.
I have loads of it. Here we go.
Wow.
On Point Wrestling.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
That was a segue, Dean. You're supposed to go, I was there, with your high-pitched voice.
I was there. Now.
Yes.
This is going well. On Point Wrestling was at the New Moon Rising Proving Ground.
Yes, it was. Do we have another confirmation for a show? What's next?
I got word today after speaking with the magical gentleman that run that company that not only is a show in the works, okay, but this show is going to change the landscape of the scene right now, because the things these guys are putting together, Dean, you know, it is magical. I mean, that first show, well,
was
you
magical.
Know, it was magical. I believe it was the third Magic Kingdom, if you really ask me, because except Xavier Cross, we didn't do too good that night. Technical difficulties, we did, but yes, they are riding. They're riding together, putting it together, crunching numbers, and a date will be announced. I was told in the next couple weeks, but that was not the only show. Popular demand has asked for them to come back. But,
I hope so. Yes.
Yes, but in terms of our other schedules, highly entertaining wrestlers schedule is. Let me see. I have my. Up. Oh, here comes that secretary.
Can do, Mr.
P. I asked for 17 font. Oh my God, she does it so small. Okay, here we go. You can
I
see
heard
the
that before.
Entertaining wrestlers at. All right, Hooters in Chamonix on April 23rd for a autograph signing. You can see highly entertaining wrestlers at Barnes & Noble for a autograph signing. Our next show after this weekend is, it's in that armpit of Delaware.
What a terrible state that is.
I hope it doesn't snow. Oh, wow.
Oh, yes, a snowstorm could really put a damp on my traveling arrangements.
It snows in Delaware, they shut the show down.
Happens all the time.
It was snowing heavy that weekend.
It was.
It did not snow at all.
50 degrees and the worst blizzard I've ever seen.
It was like 14 inches of snow.
But no,
I couldn't even get out of my driveway. It was that bad.
Or was it cocaine?
Yeah, but that's, we will be wrestling in Delaware on Xavier. What is the date there? Apparently,
never.
The secretary didn't bring it.
There's
I tell you all the time that secretary has to go, but for whatever reason, you have the kindest heart I've ever seen keeping her around.
She's got nice boobs.
But yes, the Saturday following this one, I believe, is the correct date that we will be heading to Delaware.
Oh, the 23rd.
Yes.
Yes.
What promotion is that?
Loudy, do you have that written down on your list? Or should I take that one as well?
Well, you know what, Xavier, you're on the roll, my friend. You take it.
Yes, that promotion in Delaware, it's a great promotion, really. We're going down to do a favor for a couple of our good friends down there, and it's really going to be a good time if you all can come out and see it.
World Championship Wrestling.
I don't know. But, guys, let me just say that this has been one of my favorite interviews.
One of my favorite interviews ever.
Yes.
Listen.
It's going to go on a best of on its own.
It will.
It really is.
The best of Loudy and
Heinrich. All right, Dean, turn the dial up and ask some potent questions. Let's go.
I thought the jail pen match was a very...
Yeah, I thought that was very potent.
Well, you know what?
Controversial.
Yeah. I mean... that's Springer-esque, but,
only if you get arrested.
Okay, anyway.
But,
I think we covered a lot of bases, though. I mean,
we certainly did.
The only question I really have is for Xavier, and that is, teaming with a guy like Drew Blood that's been around for years, are you getting anything from that? I mean, are you picking up things from Drew?
Well, that's a given. Drew Blood is... a great, great veteran. He's been around for many, many years, and every single day I spend with him as my tag team partner and great, great friend, I learn more and more, and my abilities rise greater and greater, which is kind of sad for everyone else, considering how high above I already was. And it's really an honor to have such a man to be associated with me and the financial miracle Loudy. He really brings us to another level whenever we go out with him.
That's great. Now, Loudy, where did you find Drew to bring him into the fold, so to say?
Well, you know, you don't find a Drew Blood, Dean. You know who they are. You know, Drew Blood, the name, it's been known, like Xavier just said. But myself and Xavier, you know, we... met Drew through an elite social gathering, as I will call it. You, my friend, one day hopefully can be invited, but right now you're not on that level. But
not yet.
Once we sat down with Drew, you know, you just start talking about, like, goals and things you truly believe in and don't believe in. And it didn't take long as we sat there to realize that Drew Blood and Xavier Cross and myself, we all together have a vision. And that vision is to provide highly entertaining wrestlers, or wrestling, I guess, to the masses of, I guess, disgusting people out there. But more importantly, put together the most dynamic tag team since... add the word expresses, because there was a million of them, but we are trying to be the team that isn't just wrestler A and wrestler B put together the day of the show with the blue pants and the green eyeliner, and they just put them out there and they say, tag up. No, we are a unit, a cohesive unit, I might say, and we together form a ball of... I don't know. You know, you can bounce this ball against the wall. It's going to come back smiling every single time.
I love it.
But, I mean, like I said, I was standing today, Dean,
yes,
inside the bank. Okay, I'm in the bank. All right.
Was Nick Gage there?
And listen, Nick Gage was not there. And you know what, sir? There's a lot of things you can say. And I'm going to go right now and say that was wrong, my friend.
I'm sorry.
That was wrong.
I'm sorry.
That was wrong.
Because Drew Gulak was on last week, it was on my mind. I'm sorry. We called a story about Alpo Kins.
A line like that gets you
there.
Captain Dave is better than you, sir.
You son of a bitch.
I went there, you see, because you had it. You insult the man, you get the line. But here's the deal.
You son of a bitch.
Who's the man? Yeah. Here's the deal. I'm standing in line at the bank. I get these two tellers, and they keep asking me for Xavier's number. I won't give it to them. Didn't do it, Xavier. So here's
well
the
done,
deal.
Well done.
The manager shuffles across with her little slippers on, and she comes out of her office, and she asks me, and I said, what is the smile for? What are you smiling at? And she said, you know what?
I have a gun in my
I'm so astonished. You know, I'm blown away by you. And I said, what are you talking about? And she goes, you must be a gymnast. And I said, Kathy, what are you talking about? And she goes, your balance. it's so outstanding. And I looked at her and went, oh, wow. Did you come up with that all day? And you know what? Probably went over your head there, but there's balance in gym. You know, you get it.
I get it.
I had to pause and look at her, and I just smiled and said, no, that was rough. That was rough. But, hey, it is what it is sometimes when you deal with these commenters. Their wit isn't the same level as my wit. And just like your joke there was not, ooh, it was rough. But I will do this, Dean. I'm gonna personally here give you a quote for 3 years from now. Ready?
Sure.
I'm going to take this archive right now.
Yeah.
And I'm going to hold on to that.
Yes.
And when the said man comes out, I'm going to put him on your show, and we're going to play that. And you can have the fun there.
Well, I was just saying, come on, it was a joke, Lally.
No,
know it was a joke. I know.
He's not going to try to make love to us, is he?
Dan said that, not me.
Done. You know what? Actually,
Dan said that, not me, Lally.
It's okay.
That was not me. That was Dean.
Oh my God. My cats are laying on the floor watching Burgundy's DVD right now, smiling. This is amazing.
That's about a minute and a half in length, right?
What's that?
Slim Burgundy's DVD is about a minute and a half in length, right?
You know what? Slim Burgundy's DVD you know what? If anyone reads my Facebook, I will tell you, I am a believer. Every morning, myself and my three lion cats wake up, and we put the Burgundy effect in, and I feel better every morning. How about you, Xavier? I give you that copy.
Yes, I have my copy, and I actually watch it 3 times a day. I feel that's the best. I think that's the best way to get the full effect out of the DVD.
It will be sold in the dollar stores, I was told, so get your copies.
Dollar General, here I come. Now, guys, where can people follow you? Follow the career of the three of you. I'm including Drew in this.
To the bank, apparently.
Stop it!
Well, you can follow me right now on Twitter at XCrossFabulous, and you can also follow me on my Facebook page, Xavier Cross's Facebook page. Type in Xavier Cross, it comes right up. And the whole group of highly entertaining wrestlers can be found on Facebook as well.
All right.
You can follow Drew Blood at Philly Drew Blood. You can follow myself at Loudywood. And I also have the Facebook page of the Financial Miracle Loudy.
Yes. Loudy, come on. It was just a joke. I certainly hope you're not offended.
Oh, 100%, sir. 100%. 100%. I just had to throw some water on your joke. Because
yes.
I didn't like the fire.
I appreciate that. So, sir, I'll see you Saturday.
I do have one more thing, Dean, to say, if I could.
Go ahead.
I would like all the people out there listening to save up their change, besides coming to New Moon and the Monster Factory and other shows to see us. But save up your change and your income tax check and shuffle over to smartmark.com and buy your On Point DVD.
Mm. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
It was a great event. It was a great event.
Thank you. I'm going to go there right now.
Xavier, God, I have trouble with that name. It's the X. I tell everybody that
you
it's
said
X.
It you said it right 3 times. Xavier.
He says it correctly. Xavier said, a young man
says
taking that as his communion name. I was just sent a letter the other day. That's how awesome that name is.
It's a great name. I just have trouble with it.
That's because your education level is not high enough.
It's true, unfortunately.
Your real first name isn't Francis, is it?
Ouch.
No, I was asking seriously.
No.
Okay.
Cross is mine? Why would you think my name's Francis? Francis.
I don't know what the hell's going on. But guys, thank you for coming on.
Gentlemen, look it up real quick.
They're going to look it up afterwards. But guys, I'll see you Saturday. Good luck in the match with Fusion PMS.
Dude!
Thank you. Ooh, thank you for having me. It was a true honor to be on a show like this.
I want to just say thank you, Dean. It's been a pleasure. And Monday morning, it'll roll off everyone's tongues. New Moon Tag Team Champions, highly entertaining wrestlers. It's been your pleasure. Have a great day, gentlemen.
All right.
I was going to say, you better...
Well, that's how you do an interview, boys.
It's not.
Wow. Wow. That was fun, though. That was like a roller coaster of a...
No, you know what? I am not sorry about anything I said. That was a fun interview. And, gentlemen, well, you can't hear me, but are they on hold?
Mr. Cross can still hear you.
No, Mr. Cross, seriously, look that up. It wasn't an insult. There is a reference to it, and I'll talk to you on Saturday.
There you go. Talk to him on Saturday about the reference of Francis. Not an insult.
Not an insult at all. It really isn't. I told you about it.
Good hearty joke, Stan.
No,
it
wasn't.
Come on. Come on, everything's a joke.
No, did you not remember the reference I was telling you about?
Life is a work. Go ahead and say the reference, Stan. We're in the cool confines of overtime.
Yeah, but it'll make air later.
So?
Oh, there's the character, Bill Murray's character in the movie Scrooge is Francis Xavier Cross.
There you go.
And I was watching it this holiday season. I was like, you son of a gun. The good name.
Yes, it is. And now the world will know.
The world will know.
Now, Dan, maybe he just came up with the name. Who knows?
It's completely, you know.
Who knows, Dan? Maybe that was a question you should have asked.
I did.
In a way, a roundabout way. Omega, how did you feel about that? You were kind of quiet there.
Well, I thought it was a great interview. I thought, you know, yeah, it's late and I've lost my ability to speak coherently.
So did we about 9 o'clock?
Yeah.
9 o'clock every week on a Wednesday for some reason.
I thought it was a great interview. But you know, those guys can certainly spin a yarn, if you will.
They can certainly turn it around. I don't think there was a problem with that interview.
No,
I'm very happy with this episode. It was funny. Everybody laughed, and he got one back on us, and now it's over.
He put the water on my fire.
He did put the water on your fire. That was funny.
Yeah.
For a minute, were you like, oh, God.
Is he really going to hold on to the archive for 3 years?
No. Is it going to take him three? Is it really 3 years?
I have no idea, but... Anyway, Dan, it's been a fantastic episode.
Yeah, it's been a fan. I had a lot of fun this week, and I really, really needed it.
What do we have coming up, Dan? Let's just take a...
It was Saturday. We had the pre-show, 4:30.
That's what we got coming up, Dan.
We had the pre-show for New Moon Rising Wrestling Retaliation, sir.
Very quickly, Retaliation, it's headlined by Matt Tremont.
I read the outline.
By Matt Tremont taking on Crazy Ivan.
Crazy Ivan.
Now, that's going to be something else. It's going to be a match that I think is going to change the face of New Moon Rising Wrestling. I really do. I feel that.
Another reference. Has he made any Crazy Ivans?
Huh?
Come on, guys. Red October.
That one was a reach. That was a bit of a reach.
Shit on Velcro?
Yes. That's equivalent to shit on Velcro, yes.
Or it's a lot like this one, Dan. Well, that was David DeCook talking about the Centralia Impact.
There's a very intelligent man talking a very serious problem, and here comes Dan Law with the comment about flaming fire.
Flaming fire, Dan?
Yes, it was sarcasm about the flaming taplar. Flaming fire. Flaming taplar. Come on. Is a burning thing.
Yes, Dan.
What's funny is this flaming fire. It's the flaming fire, and you're like, I'm going to give him a second. No, he's not picking up. Flaming Fire? No. I'm going to go with that. Flaming Fire. Yeah, that's my...
Flaming Fire, Dan?
Flaming Fire.
Flaming Fire. But anyway, Dan, I think it's been a fantastic episode. Thank you.
As you said earlier, everybody, it's all a work.
Yeah, come on. Please. Jesus, it's a show about wrestling.
For Christ's sake, it's a show.
God, get over yourselves, people.
Yeah, it's a show about wrestling.
Do I actually care if Kerry Klein is banging Ricky the Model Martinez? No, I don't.
I kind of do.
You would. But no, come on. It's a fun time.
It's a joke, guys. It's do you get it? Wrestling is a show, and this is a show about a show.
It's not rocket science, people.
No, it's not. And even if it was,
we would have fun with it.
Yes.
If it was rocket science, we'd be really bad at it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
If I plug this into the machine, it will blow up, right?
Yeah, so we have New Moon Rising Wrestling coming up this
Saturday.
One of
the best works in the business.
1030 Delcy Drive, Building 4W, in Westville/Deptford, New Jersey.
It's at 25A.
Doors open at 6.
Come see us. We have...
Bell time is 7.
We have stickers and pictures.
And a banner.
And a banner.
A banner. We moved
the
up
stars,
in the world with
the
a banner.
Two-thirds of Hell in a Cell Radio will be at New Moon Rising Wrestling.
One day, Chris may join us.
And someday. One day, pigs will fall from the sky.
No, it will happen. It will happen. It just takes a while to plan and propagate and...
Pontificate?
Not pontificate, really.
Daddy-o. I'm doing TV.
Now, next week, Dan, we will have Chrissy Rivera. She was just in an ultra-violent food fight over the weekend.
Yes, I've seen pictures. That looked interesting.
Yeah. A lot of flour.
Be honest, I would love to get in a food fight with her. What?
Oh, Dan.
What? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I don't get shut up anymore. I just get the laugh. That's good.
Well, you didn't bring up WCW, but... and also...
Oh, I have that DVD, by the way.
Blinky Productions will be here with us as well. That's tentative. We're going to nail that down, hopefully by Saturday, because he'll be in the building on Saturday, so we can confirm it.
Back?
Yes, he will confirm it in person.
I'm looking forward to that, because he's got a lot... talk about recently in light of Marvel sucking.
You know, it's their trademark, man.
You know, they still suck.
I don't know.
And free Robert Knight.
Intellectual properties, Dan.
Vote no suspension. Intellectual properties. We would never, ever do that.
Not at all.
Ever, ever step on somebody's toes like that. That's against the law.
We would do such a thing?
No.
We're model citizens.
Yes. So next week on Hell in a Cell Talk Radio, we will have none other than...
A vibrator.
No. I think Loudy's call. You know what? I'm going to take this call on the air. Let's see. Hello? Yes, it is, sir. How are you?
This is wonderful.
Oh, no problem. No problem. So you think it went well?
So what do we think he's saying right now?
I hate your face, you're gay.
It's your booking. Yeah, but it's your booking, man.
That was with the gauge thing, man. That wasn't cool, man.
Dude, don't mention it again. All I have to say is dog food.
Dog food.
You didn't listen.
Yeah, I apologize, but I thought it would be funny just to throw that in.
There you go.
I was already gone. I left before the main event because that was just crazy.
Oh, they're talking about the Doc Diamond thing. Nick Cage didn't bother me. How come you mentioned the jail thing?
Okay,
this
then.
This is live on the air commentary on Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. I would like to say happy birthday to my stepmother, Pat.
This is high-quality podcasting right here.
I would like to also say happy birthday to Peter Gabriel. And some chick I know at work named Jocelyn.
I'd like to say happy birthday to my daughter.
Yeah.
turned eight.
But I thought that, I thought it went great. And
I would like to also say happy birthday.
The Nick Gage thing, I was just being funny, so I hope it, no offense.
I would like to say happy birthday to Loudy whenever his birthday is. I would like to say happy birthday to The Rock whenever his, May 22nd.
How do you know that?
Oh, he was much worse. He was much worse, trust me.
It's a segment on Raw. He mentions his birthday. I don't forget things like that. I did buy the WCW Nitro DVD. I forgot I ordered it. I actually pre-ordered it and got it in the mail.
Okay.
I've already watched it.
Okay. I just didn't want to really piss you off.
And good stuff on there. Sting versus DDP, Nitro, 2000. Good stuff. Mm. I tell you what, though. Be serious. It's for on the air.
Shut up.
Screw you, Dean. I was at the last Nitro at the Spectrum. And I'm being serious here. So don't cut me off.
Cool.
No.
That was great. No, that was great.
I had two of my favorite wrestlers growing up was Sting and Bret Hart, and those two were the 9 o'clock main event. And they wrestled 22 minutes, man. And if I ever have Alzheimer's, I really hope I remember that match because I was 11th row behind the announcers on the floor, and for some reason. I got tickets with my friend. We were in high school still, obviously. It was 99. And for some reason, we got a limo to the show. Don't know why. Don't know. You know, everybody, limo pulls up to the front of the building. Who's this? You see these people get out. Who the hell are these people? And it was fun. Nitro was fun. I mean, it was the first show Vince Russo and Ed Ferrara took over. Look that up. But it was great. 22 minutes on national television, not for pay-per-view. Well, another mistake they did.
Yeah.
And this was when Sting was supposedly a heel. Loudy is talking that long, really?
I guess.
Just go. But anyway, that I was hoping that match would be – to segue back. See, I'm bringing this around.
Yes.
That match is not on the DVD, and it pissed me off. I just wanted to point that out.
That's unfortunate. So but, you know, it's they never put the ones you want on.
It's such a classic. You had two guys that have this. You know, as a kid, it was all about he's got the same finisher hold. You know, they got the same. You know.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. I miss that building, the Spectrum. I know that means nothing to you.
I know it is, but it doesn't have any meaning for me. But that's
right.
Okay.
Well, you should know that it doesn't, it's not there anymore, and that should be. Dean, I'm drowning here. Hang him the hell up.
So, did you see Raw this week?
I did see Raw this week.
Thoughts? Feelings?
I like where they're going with the title thing.
Oh, right, I'm back.
Now we're talking. Shut up.
Yeah. you just called for me, and I let go that mystery caller I had.
That mystery caller, Loudy, which we could hear clearly over the phone.
Oh, you could hear his side, too? Or?
Well, we could hear, hey, Dean.
Well, you know, I had to.
Who was much worse?
Wait, what?
Who was much worse with what?
I don't know. I'd have to hear back what I said. Where was it in the context?
You said he was much worse. It was after you mentioned the Nick Gage thing. You weren't saying I was worse, were you?
No, Drew Gulak, you dummy.
Oh, okay, good. Oh, yeah, he was much worse.
He was like, it's an embarrassment, and blah, 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 blah.
Oh, I said, was he held up a bank? It's not that bad.
Yeah.
I just said, was Nick Gage in a bank?
That's so funny. He's not bad. Is he cool, though?
Yeah.
I thought so. That was
No, he hates me.
I know he does, but, I mean, the interview was cool.
Yes.
All right, cool. It was a good. I was just talking about the WCW Nitro DVD.
Oh, Dan.
It was an improv.
Shut up.
Will you back me up on this, please?
Yeah.
Well, what's so good on it?
No. I went into a memory, which will probably mean nothing to you, but it meant
probably
something
not.
To me.
Sure answer, Sting versus Bret Hart, not on the DVD.
What I was saying is, speaking of Nitro, I was at the last Nitro.
Are you bored? Do you need some entertainment?
I'm sorry, Dan. Come on.
tell the story. You were at the last Nitro. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You're
I'm a jerk. Come on. Come
you
on.
Are a mother. You know, I'm going to make you work. You're a motherfucker. No, do you really want me to tell it now?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, nothing. Dude, my two favorite wrestlers growing up were Sting and Bret Hart. And the last Nitro that was ever in the Spectrum, that was the main event. And I was there to see it, 11th row, right behind the announcers. And I can't believe that match didn't make the DVD roundabout. It's just a memory that I had of wrestling.
Oh.
This wasn't that bad. See?
Okay.
And then when Bret Hart came out to the ring, he had two dog food cans. And he held up a gas station with him.
With a note.
And the gas station attendant was his brother, and he kicked it out of his hand. He pinned him 1-2-3 at WrestleMania.
That's a very interesting story, Dan. Very interesting. You know what?
It wasn't interesting. It was filling time.
It's not a complete episode without this, Dan.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room on WEXP 1600 AM in Philadelphia and TheBradyHicks.com. Like what you hear? Be sure to check out all the other great content available on TheBradyHicks.com. In the Room, Between the Ropes, JV Mail, Hell in a Cell Radio, Titus Machiavelli, The Papa Don Show, What's Wrong with Wrestling, The Book Club, Saturday Night Akbaz, The Extreme Odd Couple with Steve Carino on Rob Dimension, The O Show, The Fish Tank with Bobby Fish, and Dimple Date, The Dating and Relationship Show at TheBradyHicks.com. Great video content. This Week in Wrestling. Stepping Out with Sassy Stephanie. WSU and ECWA TV. Completely Damaged. Wrestling Reflections with Darren Corbin. And so much more. Check it out today.
All right. So, of course, TheBradyHicks.com that has been non-existent for about 3 weeks.
Like it better that way.
No.
I tried to fix his computer. I told him what to do to fix it. He wouldn't listen to me.
Well, not only that, he has Windows Vista and about 50 programs that pop up once it starts.
Well, you didn't even have to finish that sentence. You said Windows Vista and brain stuff.
I'm like, when I looked at it, because I was looking at it at the show last month, and I'm looking at
so
it, I'm like,
I, and I wanted to blow my brains out.
I'm like, Brady, this is Windows Vista. He's like, yeah. I'm like, oh. And I kind of slid it back over to him.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, okay, well, you can have that.
I'm like, Dan, can you look at this?
Yeah.
Windows Vista.
Is that what I said? Tell him. That's what I said. I said, well, yeah, Windows Vista.
That's your problem right there.
We both said, just load Windows 7. That'll fix 80% of your problem.
I'm like, what service pack is this? And he looks at me with a quizzical look in his eye. Service pack? Never mind, Brady.
Get it, Brady, go that way. Where can you find? Where the folks can find you online?
Oh my goodness, Omega. Where can the people find you? Thank you.
They can find me on Twitter at Omega Squad.
And Dan Lowe, where can the fine people find you?
I
know who I am, don't you?
Folsom County.
Where?
On Twitter.
Where can you follow the show, Dan?
At IAC Talk Radio on Twitter and HAIC Talk Radio .com and on the Facebook.com/HAIC Talk Radio.
And later on this week, I will be putting out a new blog post with the rundown of the card.
Listen to our pre-show Saturday at 4:30.
All right. Exactly 4:30 coming from the Proving Grounds. Now, guys, it's been a great week. We'll see you Saturday. Omega, if you want to, call in.
Yeah, I have a date, I think.
Oh, well, like the French say.
What's your wife say?
She's surprisingly okay with it.
I like that one. Now, all right, guys, have a good week. Omega will be back next week, and we'll talk about UFC on Fuel and some great stuff. Have a great week, guys.
Good night, everyone.
Well, I've got some new medical information on Jerry the King Lawler that just came in a few moments ago. We understand that Jerry Lawler has bruised ribs, and, well, with all due respect, he's also suffering from anal bleeding.
What?